Indeed. Bill Giles, such a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time here at Talk Radio Weatherman Extraordinaire, Bill Giles. Talking of people who are extraordinary, mainly because he's very short height, Mr. John Holmes, you'd be able to escape a hurricane. You could just duck down a little bit, couldn't you?
Heightist abuse. Yes.
You're going to get me sacked for that?
Yeah.
You're the one who gets sacked.
There's still time.
What's coming up on your show?
Well, guest action today. We've got two comedy guests in.
People have agreed to be in the same room as you.
No. Even yesterday they did that. The boy with the tape on his face who was got into the finals of America's Got Talent, but, you know, he's got tape on his face. So I don't know whether he's going to have the tape on his face, in which case it'll be a very silent interview.
It won't be award-winning radio.
And comedian out here, Shah, joins us as well. And, of course, we're giving away some meat. It's Tuesday.
Of course you are.
Your choice, chicken, beef, lamb or sausages. Because it's a Tuesday, or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist.
Absolutely.
In a game of band or wine, which you'd probably be good at.
Is there a band called Sancerre? It's 12:58, coming up to 1 o'clock. John Holmes with you throughout the afternoon. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Buy Peugeot approved used, buy peace of mind, with a comprehensive vehicle inspection and minimum 12 months warranty. During the Peugeot approved used event from the 6th to the 24th of October, you also get a deposit contribution of up to £750 with 8.9% APR representative. Peugeot approved used, reassurance built in. At participating dealers, terms, conditions, restrictions and excess mileage charges apply. Peugeot Motor Company PLC is a credit broker, not a lender, and will only introduce you to Peugeot Financial Services.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle multi-finished plaster for only £4.39 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Look, here we are again, despite everything. Hello, it's 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's back. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, British troops to be exempt from human rights law. Hurricane Matthew hits Haiti. And social media blame for Kardashian robbery.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister is promising to end a witch hunt against British soldiers following hundreds of compensation claims against them. Theresa May says human rights laws should not apply to troops serving in countries like Iraq and Afghanistan. MP and former army officer Tom Tugendhat says it's common sense.
She does what most British people do, which is respect our armed forces for the service they do for all of us. And she recognises, as I think almost all of us do, that they deserve to be protected by the state that sent them to war. And that's exactly what she's doing. So I think she's really started very well. I'm very pleased to support her on this.
A man who's been charged with the murder of Labour MP Joe Cox has refused to enter a plea in court. 53-year-old Thomas Mayer is accused of shooting and stabbing the 41-year-old outside her constituency in Birstall near Leeds in June. A not guilty plea has been entered on his behalf. People living in Haiti are feeling the full force of Hurricane Matthew, which is packing winds of 145 miles an hour. The powerful storms hit the impoverished country where many live in flimsy homes. French police say Kim Kardashian was targeted by armed gunmen after posting pictures of millions of pounds worth of jewellery on social media. Her husband Kanye West has rescheduled two US tour dates following yesterday's robbery, but almost £9 million worth of valuables was stolen. And it's claimed girls as young as seven believe women are judged on beauty, not brains. A survey by Girl Guidings revealed a growing pressure on them to look good, with less than two-thirds happy with their bodies. Martha Coleman is a peer educator for the organisation.
It's not just media and things, it's the way you talk about young girls. So, for example, you'll say to a girl that she's a little girl that she's really pretty, and a boy that they're brave. We need to be talking about women the same way we talk about men, based on their attributes and their personality rather than the way that they look.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A fine and dry day for most. There'll be some cloud around, but it should feel quite warm in the sunny spells. Highs of 18 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
You all right?
Yes, thanks,
You had yesterday off.
I did.
You missed fun.
Oh, I'm sure I did. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you? Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting weekend.
I bet. Well, I was working on Sunday, so obviously I saw your mug on the front of the mail.
Yeah.
An old picture they used, isn't it?
Was it? I mean, I'll be honest. It was an old picture they used, but I was quite happy with that. I think I looked like my own child if I had a boy.
Yeah.
It was a little. Yeah. It was quite an old picture, wasn't it? Really.
Mm.
Yeah. The picture as you went inside, you know, across the three pages I appeared to be spread across. the pictures sort of varied a lot, and then in other newspapers when they all jumped on the bandwagon, there was quite a variety of them going out. I have to say the Guardian picked one shot in the studio XFM.
Oh wow, up to date then.
So that was clever. Yeah. So you know it was interesting. Yep. Anyway. And Alex put me in the news yesterday.
Did he?
In here.
Oh, I almost put you in the news on Sunday, and then I was like, nah.
Could have phoned me for a comment.
I don't have your number.
I wouldn't. Well, I know. And I'm not giving it to you either.
That's fine. I didn't ask for it.
No, well. Right, is it Ben today? It was Ben yesterday.
Yeah.
It's Ben. It's Talk Radio, by the way. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Wales striker Simon Church is out of their upcoming World Cup qualifiers with Austria and Georgia. He's been replaced by Barnsley's Tom Bradshaw. Burnley's Michael Keane has been called into the England squad as a replacement for Glenn Johnson. The Stoke defenders withdrawn because of injury ahead of their qualifiers against Malta and Slovenia. Scotland midfielder Robert Snodgrass says they should be targeting 4 points from their next two World Cup qualifiers. Gordon Strachan's side, who are in England's group, take on Lithuania and Slovakia. On to rugby league, and Hull FC's Danny Houghton is the Super League's Man of Steel for 2016. The hooker picks up the award after a season including Challenge Cup success and a playoff semi-final. Hull FC boss Lee Radford has been named Coach of the Year. Finally, Wales rugby union captain Sam Warburton will have surgery on a fractured cheekbone today. He's expected to be out of action for 2 to 4 weeks. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport, and Victoria with the live news. Now, today, Victoria, it's good news for you. Because, of course, we know your bulletins are shorter.
Yes.
And thus we have, you are doing animal, vegetable and mineral news as each consecutive day. I know you love your animal stories. But you don't. Vegetables, you're okay, but you hate mineral news, don't you?
Yeah.
But luckily for you, that fell. Yes, Alex had to do mineral news yesterday, so you're back to animals.
Brilliant! Welcome back.
I knew you'd like that. So, specialist animal news with Victoria at around 2:30 this afternoon, and there's something to look forward to. Right, Marta, press us a button.
Talk Radio.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Ballroom?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday there's a £121 million jackpot. Euromillions. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. I am
John Lear Holmesley Brewer.
The Thicket roundabout near Maidenhead has been voted Britain's best roundabout. It's had supporters of Paul Ross. I've heard good things and now bad.
Bloody Sunday. I'm hosting the show.
Drunk people. Hello, I'm John Holmes.
John Holmes being.
Have we not already filled the minute of time?
Someday.
By the way, out of the three of you, Con's my favourite, just so you know.
And what better way to do it than with a man? Ask broadcast.
Three German pensioners, that's all she needs.
Victoria, I wish you hadn't taken today off.
Major Sozzle.
It's been a curious few days.
No, we've got 3 minutes over the hour to fill.
Paul Roth, if you like roundabouts so much, why don't you marry them?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes,
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am mounted on a journey across the great fabric.
So, hello then, good day to you, and, well, I'm going to say welcome to what in all likelihood is your Tuesday 1 till 4 thing on Talk Radio once again. Here we are, like Kim Kardashian, all tied up and dumped in the bath. I'm fairly sure I saw a Panorama documentary about care homes who do that to vulnerable people as well. We now hogtie some ill-considered radio features to your afternoon and chuck it on the radio while we rifle through your ears, not with guns, but with news, talking and adverts for Selco, and which, unless I'm very much mistaken, it continues to be where the trade go. On the programme today then, well, big giveaway actually. This is, I'm quite pleased about this. So if you want to win this, well, I'll come out with it. It's, we've got £9 million worth of jewellery to give away this afternoon. Now, I can't say where it's from or where we got it, but we know a bloke, and he says that he's getting it from Paris. It wasn't clear on the details, but he reckons we've got to give it away in a hurry. So if you would like to win £9 million worth of jewellery on air this afternoon, it includes a ring, I'm told, worth £3.5 million, then get in touch with the programme. All you need to do is send us a picture of yourself tapping the side of your nose to this address. No questions asked, Gov. Jewellery offer. Talk Radio. The Radio. London. And I'm sorry, but we can't return any of your drawings. The jewellery, though, should come in handy if you're planning on visiting America anytime soon, given the value of the pound today, post-Brexit trigger announcement. Anyway, hi, I'm John Holmes, and, you know, I'm off of the papers by accident. And I expect you're wondering just what's coming up on today's broadcasting equivalent of a hurricane. Well, Headline Hijack is on the way, as usual, in this hour. It's your opportunity, as you'll know, if you are a regular listener, or indeed if you just joined us yesterday because of some adverse publicity. If you're going to invent a news story, then why not send it to us this time? You can hear it, broadcaster's fact, coming out of the mouth of Victoria. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
It will come out of her mouth at 2 o'clock in the bulletin. All you need to do is use some words that you know, put them in an order, and make that into a made-up news story. Fib, fabrications and fakes. In this direction, please. That comes out of Victoria's mouth at 2 o'clock. And then we'll meet another lonely luncher. That's right. Are you lunching alone? Are you alone? Are you a lonely what lunch then? Come on the radio and enjoy some idle, if slightly awkward, chit-chat as we play the role of friend and or colleague that you don't know very well. There's an email for that, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, and I can tell you that there are prizes up for grabs.
I can tell you that there are not. It's actually, there are some gifts.
Gifts, but we have to call them gifts.
It's not a competition.
For some reason. Anyway, there are gifts for those who get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair here on Talk Radio. So that's coming. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. There's work experience punditry. Today, is it Michael? Michael's in.
Michael.
Michael rows his music boat to shore to guide us through the new music releases and the music news. There is today's, well, the big big debate, of course, that will be coming as well at around 3 o'clock. There will be the big stories of the day, forensically analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. We will also be out on the streets, as we are on a daily basis, taking the pulse of the nation, sending a crack team of reporters, so-called because they, and I, it seems, are on crack, to put a microphone into the confused faces of strangers to ask what they think. And today we're asking them, do they think parrots or conferences? There's your reactionary reactions on the way as well. Plus today, hot double guest action as we welcome, plugging something or other, the boy with the tape on his face. Hopefully he'll be untaped. Sam Willis in to plug that, as I say. And as if that wasn't enough, comedian Ahir Shah also joins us to plug something or other. And what's more, as we do on a Tuesday, we'll be giving away some meat. It's your choice. You have chicken to choose from. A chicken, a beef, a lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or if you're vegetarian, we can offer you a box of organic veg. Because, Victoria...
we're not racist.
That's right. Now, if you'd like the chance to win meat or veg, then why not come on the radio to play a game of band or wine? You can register to play that now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Competition. Oh, yeah, it's competition. This one is a competition.
It's very confusing.
I need to sit you down and talk through terms and conditions.
I'm literally not going to listen or go to that meeting. 87222 then.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's how you get in touch with us, but you can also get in touch with us on Twitter, at Talk Radio.
So, start your message with the word you like.
Ginger Dave isn't producing today. Asprodcast is through the glass. A cheery demeanour, really lighting up lives as ever.
Sure.
Marta's on the buttons. Hi, Marta.
Hiya.
Victoria's back with us. She had a day off yesterday.
I did.
A whole day off to go to a thing in the evening.
Yeah, but I also had a breakfast in bed, went shopping.
All right, fine. Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius is
good
here.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, don't worry. I know you keep telling me not to kill you because you have babies, but it's absolutely fine. I'm not going to.
Thank you.
It's coming at 1:15 then, and it is Talk Radio in the afternoon tonight. I'm John Holmes. Let's start with some music. Talk Radio of Bullet for My Valentine. That is called Hearts Burst Into Fire. But why, huh? Would I be playing it on Talk Radio? At 1:16 on a Tuesday afternoon. But why? Well, I can tell you that it's to do with today's big story. That's why I'm playing it. Uh, And I understand, Cornelius, you've got a question you'd like to you'd like to
yeah.
ask.
Yeah,
I can see.
That's
that.
Funny how you should know that. Cause
yeah.
I haven't put my hand up yet.
No, I know, but I know you're going to when you ask the question.
Okay,
because that's the rules, isn't it? You've got to put your hand up.
Actually, I might do it now.
Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
Yes, I do, John. Yeah. That's because I have a question.
What's the question?
Oh, I just wanted to wonder why you were playing Bullet for My Valentine here on Talk Radio, a speech station.
Well, it's slightly to rub in the fact that you've never had a Valentine, but it's also to, apart from your mum, obviously, at the time, who taught you how to kiss at a bus
so
stop.
That was on Valentine's Day
yeah,
now, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I remember you telling me it was. You went for a... To be clear, for new listeners, hello, by the way. Paddington Cornelius went on his first Tinder date last Valentine's Day, and his mum walked him to the bus stop, and he confessed that he didn't really know how to kiss, so his mum taught him to French kiss at the bus stop in front of some people. That's the story. And
the buses even run on Valentine's Day.
Yes. But I'm playing it for today's big story.
What is it?
Well, have a think. I mean, what think about the news.
Bullet for My Valentine.
Think about the news and what that. Why I might play that.
The conference.
More specifically,
the Conservative conference.
No. I'll just tell you. It's because the on the battlefields, as we know from the news today, lead story, no less. Was that soldiers will now be exempt from human rights law and when they're on the battlefield to stop them being chased down legally when they come home for doing things they did on the battlefield that would otherwise not be legal in terms of human rights and indeed law. And that's the story that we're going to be talking about with our battlefield war correspondent next.
Who's that?
That's you.
Oh.
So I need you to go to a war for me to talk to us live from a war about this big story.
God, there's loads of wars.
Yes, I've picked one.
Which one?
The Crimean. So if you could just talk to us live from the Crimean War.
Sure. Seems like we do this every day.
Next on Talk Radio, our war correspondent live, Cornelius, live from the Crimean War to discuss today's big story. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Ballroom?
No. Nope.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £121 million jackpot. EuroMillions. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Hiya, Lou. Jump in.
Oh, nice ride back here.
Liking your new Vauxhall. Good price.
It was actually, Lou. Just took it for a test drive and got £500 off straight away. Can you believe it?
Right. That explains the tiara.
Yes, a bit of bling. Why not? I just jumped in and got more.
Oh, I can see that, Bex.
I can see that.
Jump in and get more at Vauxhall. Our test drive offer gives you an extra £500 off Corsa, Adam, New Astra and other selected models registered by the 18th of December at participating retailers. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news if you're trying to get out of Leeds. The New York flyover, the eastbound side, the A64M, which was blocked near the A64 Marsh Lane because of an incident, has reopened and traffic's getting back to normal. There's still a big queue through South Yorkshire on the southbound M1 after early problems near Rotherham between junctions 35 and 34, which have now been recovered. There's delays further down the southbound M1 through Leicestershire because of emergency repairs after a vehicle fire near 23 at Loughborough. And Dorset's A31 through Sturminster Marshall still busy after an accident, but it has reopened. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
He's been called everything from Tony Blair's right-hand man and spin doctor to his attack dog. Alistair Campbell with me for 1 hour live on the next Full Set Breakfast, taking your calls, answering your questions. Get them in early at Talk Radio, at Paul Ross. You can email me as well, Alistair Campbell, in conversation with me, Paul Ross, tomorrow on the Full Set Breakfast.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. And yes, I am what that bit of production just said there. Hello. Today's big story is what we are talking about. Of course, we know that it was in Victoria's News. It was the lead story that that soldiers on the battlefield are not any longer going to be legally challenged for things they might do on the battlefield. It's today's big story. So, we know that Kim Kardashian had her bottom stolen, her valuable bottom stolen. By all accounts, thieves put her in a bath, tied her up and took her bottom away at gunpoint. Most of the papers are blaming this on Brexit today, but of course there are other stories making headlines, not least the welcome news then that soldiers will no longer be subject to the rule of law in battlefield situations. After all, soldiers are given guns and trained to kill people with them. So it seems a bit rich to prosecute them for it afterwards. That's like giving the EU referendum vote to mad people and expecting them not to cock it up. And that would never happen. But of course, the news that soldiers on the battlefield are now perfectly entitled to break the laws that would apply back home has already led to problems. Now, we are hearing that in Syria, fighter pilots flying over a built-up area, some fighter pilots, not all, we mustn't tar them all with the same brush, but some fighter pilots in the RAF have gone faster than the 30 mile an hour that drivers are allowed to do in cars back in the UK. And we also know that bombing ISIS in their training camps in other countries is a... Well, in the UK, you can get prosecuted for even minor criminal damage. And this opens up the doors to all sorts of problems. Now, our war correspondent, Talk Radio's war correspondent, is Cornelius. He's live from the battlefield. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. I can hear you. You're on the battlefield. Now, remind us what war you're reporting from.
I'm here at the Crimea War, John.
The Crimean War. So that's, let me think, October 1853 to March 1856.
Yeah, not a very long war, just the evening, but that's the time difference.
Yes. So the Crimean War was a military conflict, let's not forget, in which Russia lost to an alliance of France, the British Empire, the Ottoman Empire and Sardinia. The immediate cause involved the rights of Christian minorities in the Holy Land, which was part of the Ottoman Empire. The French promoted the rights of the Roman Catholics. Russia promoted those of the Eastern Orthodox Church. And the longer-term causes involved in the decline of the Ottoman Empire and the unwillingness of Britain and France to allow Russia to gain territory and power at the Ottoman expense. It's been noted, of course, that it's never has been revealed a greater confusion of purpose yet led to a war noted for its notoriously incompetent international butchery. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, well, John, I was just about to say exactly that in exactly those words, because I too have the Wikipedia printout right in front of me.
Yeah.
But it's a big war. Lots of, you know, both teams turning out. It should be a good battle.
Yeah, okay. Now, what do you make of this story then, the big story that the no laws at all now, really, will be applied to soldiers in battle? I mean, let me give you, for instance, if Kim Kardashian was to walk past you now and onto that battlefield, she could have her jewellery taken away from her by some of those people we can hear firing guns, and it wouldn't be a crime, Cornelius. What are people saying about that?
Well, first of all, John, the very idea that Kim Kardashian would walk past me and not stop and chat to me is just ludicrous, because I am simply gorgeous. But, yeah, when the news hit the battlefield, there was much confusion about what goes. Originally, when it first came in, people thought it was about the little sticks of toast that you dip into a dippy egg.
Yes.
But then once I explained the soldiers and to the soldiers, they weren't the shoulders. It's all very confusing. Yeah,
I mean, at the end of the day, you are in the middle of a war there. So I can understand you're starting to lose concentration. Just to be careful. Is it right that when a soldier does break the law, though, on the battlefield, the law that previously there was, I hope you can still hear me, that war's quite loud.
Yeah, yeah. I hope that the egg...
Is it true that the soldiers who break the law are going to be smeared with egg to denote that they have broken a law but can't be prosecuted for it? Dipped in egg.
Yes, that's right. They will be egged. People are hoping it will be chicken eggs. Obviously, it's rations here, so it's very much... A lot of it will have to rely on powdered egg, John. So they will look more like they've been covered in flour, but it will actually be eggs, but in powdered form, because maybe they had that in this war, I don't know.
That bit wasn't on Wikipedia, was it? I looked at that as well.
No.
Can you talk to us about this plan to build branches of Woolworths on battlefields now? Because it's no longer a crime, of course, to steal pick and mix from Woolworths, as it used to be in the 1970s and 80s when Woolworths was a high street thing. So now Woolworths, I understand, are building shops, big stores on battlefields, and soldiers can help themselves to as much pick and mix as they like without fear of prosecution.
Yes, that is true, John. They're in the trenches here, actually, if this is trench warfare, I'm not sure. They did have a large mice problem, but now that can be changed by Woolworths Pick and Mix into a white chocolate mice problem.
Yes.
Which will be much friendlier for everyone.
Indeed, and that was a very popular thing to steal when I was a child.
Yes.
Could you talk to us a little bit about this, because... Florence Nightingale, we're getting stories about Florence Nightingale at the wall there, and apparently leading a band of ragamuffins, teaching them to pick pockets from people lying on hospital beds. Any news on that? I mean, that's a shocking if true, but she will get away with it because of this new rule.
Yes, apparently the so-called Saint John, she is here.
Yep.
She's encouraging, she's got a gun, John, she's got a gun.
Yeah.
She's wearing a medical uniform.
Yeah.
She's dressed up as the opposing team's army,
yeah,
as a medic,
yeah,
but when she gets them onto her operating table,
she steals
she's
from
just
them.
Killing them.
Yeah,
she's
killing them as well, but she can't prosecuted for
she's
it.
She's killing them and then stealing them.
Right. Final question. We hear a lot about the theatre of war, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't the final question. This one is... we hear the theatre of war, though, is now sort of the ticket prices to go to the theatre of war are really expensive, and many are saying that a lot of war theatres will be closing down. Is that something people are worrying about out there at the Crimean War in the 1800s?
John, war has never been cheap, but there are websites now where you can go to, like lastminutebattle.com,
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah. Compare my war.
Exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go to war. You know that one.
Yeah, I do know that, yeah. And for final question, war, what is it good for?
Oh, plenty, John.
Brilliant. That's Cornelius out. War correspondent there.
Ow! Oh, I've just been shot.
Live at the Crimean War, reporting there on today's big story that soldiers may no longer be prosecuted for things they do on the battlefield. You've probably got a reaction to that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll get through some of your reactions next. It's just after 1:30. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Home Secretary says it's going to be made easier to deport EU criminals from the United Kingdom. Amber Rudd has also told the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham those who repeatedly commit minor offences will also be kicked out.
So-called minor crime is still crime. Its pain is still felt deeply by victims. Well, those criminals will face being banned from coming back to the country from between 5 and 10 years.
At the moment, they're only stopped from returning for 12 months. A not guilty plea has been entered on behalf of the man accused of murdering Labour MP Joe Cox. 53-year-old Thomas Mair is accused of attacking the mother of two outside her constituency in Birstall near Leeds in June. Heavy rain and winds of around 145 miles an hour are battering the Caribbean country of Haiti. Many residents are being urged to leave their homes as the Category 4 Hurricane Matthew strikes. Police have started work to demolish part of a farmhouse on the Greek island of Kos in the search for missing British toddler Ben Needham. It's close to where he was last seen 25 years ago. And police in France say Kim Kardashian made herself a target to armed gunmen after showcasing millions of pounds worth of jewellery on social media. The gang tied up the reality TV star at a Paris apartment yesterday before making off with up to £8.7 million worth of valuables. The weather a fine and
purely
dry day for most.
Purely by coincidence, though, I should say, and it is a coincidence, we do have £9 million worth of jewellery and valuables to give away on the show this afternoon that we got from some bloke, but it's a coincidence. Just to make that clear. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, that's...
Haven't you done the weather?
I started, then you interrupted.
Oh, yeah. Well, you split it up, because I heard some weather, and then you went off to another story or two.
No, that was in Haiti. What? I don't generally forecast the weather in Haiti. It's more the fact it's a news story.
Oh, I understand.
Because it's not just standard weather, it's a hurricane.
It's quite complex having how
your job... Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, I know. Your job works, so I'm just... Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted.
Shall I finish the weather for the UK?
If you want to.
Well, don't really.
Yeah, I have to.
Okay, wait.
I've just been outside.
What's
you've
like?
Been in the Crimean... What was the weather like in the Crimean War that you were in there?
Sunny spells and highs of 18.
That's right.
Good. Thanks. Thanks, Victoria. 1 hour to go to animal news.
Woohoo!
So if you are just joining us, that was Victoria making a weird sound. But in an hour's time, because she's excited, because in an hour's time, she brings us animal news each day, animal, vegetable or mineral. Today's animal, which is her favourite out of all of them. This is the one she doesn't do begrudgingly.
It's true.
Yeah, because she likes cute animal news, that news stories. It's a whole bulletin of news. Of those sort of stories that used to end the news.
Yeah.
Skateboarding ducks, dogs trapped in swings.
Yeah.
A tortoise with a new shell. That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In an hour's time to make up some time, because her bulletins are shorter than they used to be.
It's true.
Yeah. Also, though, before that, Victoria, we'll be back at 2 o'clock with Headline Hijack, your chance to make up a news story and get it into her mouth. Fib, fabricate or fake a story. And you could well be Victoria's... Victoria's, it's a play on words, Victoria's news source.
That's good.
I thought so. News source for Headline Hijack at 2 p.m. Good. Marta, who sits through the glass pressing buttons, seemingly at random, press something.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off with the Brothers Gold at 7. Don't miss the radio show that always keeps it in the family with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
Then it's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee. It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's Late Night Ian Lee.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you if you're just joining us then. Yes, it's we've got 25 minutes. The lines are open for 25 minutes for Headline Hijack. Before we get to some of those, and thank you for sending them in, let's look at some of your reactions now. You'll know that Talk Radio has a giant skip outside in the road, and it is... It's like if when you go to a supermarket and you park and then you go, oh, I should have brought my recycling, because they've got the recycling and they've got the bottle bank, haven't they? And they've got the one sometimes you can put clothes or shoes in. It's like that, but for any reactions and opinions that you might have, just put them in there. We've got some around the place, around the country in supermarkets as well. They're just lined up with the other bins, so you say bottles, clothes, reactions for Talk Radio. Just shove them in there and they'll be collected, brought to us, and then people's reactions will be divvied up throughout the programmes on Talk Radio. That's how it works. Here's some that have been given to us.
John, war is no laughing matter. That's coming from... Oh, wait, here it is. And John, I'm glad that we're no longer considering our enemies as humans. That's coming from Racist.
Thank you very much indeed. This has come in here. John, you mentioned the Theatre of War. This is from Lucy. Theatre of War closing down because of the expensive ticket prices. The cost, of course, of going to the Theatre of War has risen exponentially in the last couple of hundred years, I'd say. And she says, it's not so much the cost, and this is true, a lot of people are saying this, it's not so much the cost of the Theatre of War as the fact that you have to get a train in, and often, you know, you'll have a meal, won't you, before the war, or maybe even after the war, and stay in a hotel, possibly, and make a weekend of a war, you know. But, you know, a lot of people...
The ice cream as well, during the interval.
Well, it's that's gone up so much, hasn't it? You know, I remember, even when I was a kid, and I think, like, the Falklands War, I think I remember that, and you could get... I got a couple of tubs, I suppose, for maybe a chock ice. And you get that for like £2, I think, back then. It was like, really? 1982, wasn't it?
What's it been during the peace talks that have just broken down in Syria? Because that was the interval.
Yeah, no, that's right. But I mean, but that's the cost of it. I mean, a couple of tubs of ice cream there, at least a fiver now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you buy a programme, I mean, there could be £10 to get a programme, can't they? For, I mean, remember this? That was in the Iraq War, and I know Tony Blair got the blame for the programme prices, but, you know, they've got to make the money back somehow, and it's wars are expensive to put
almost,
on.
It's almost as if it's not worth going to, then.
It's almost as if.
Almost.
You're right, we should just not have them, and then just save the money and put it somewhere else, like, I don't know, into the NHS or something. It's almost like that, isn't it? Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of argument and debate on both sides, actually, with that. But do join in, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And so then, to headline hijack, as previously indicated, it is there. To confuse anybody who's not listening to the first hour, this hour of the programme, they may well get back to their desk. I mean, let's face it, it's lunchtime. People are lunching. But if you are out and about and not listening to this bit, then you will not know that one of the news stories in the news at 2 o'clock will be total BS word. And if you are listening to this bit, it's your opportunity to confuse those people by making that up. The news in hijacked form. That's what it is. It's headline hijack. And you can get your lies to us on 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
Yeah, we're still saying that, are we?
Well, you could say text talk plus your message to 8722.
You could mix it up a bit.
But then also, that largely questions what I have to do at this station. That's a good proportion of my work.
Is
so.
Saying that word, yeah. That sentence. It is mostly, without that, you would be redundant. That's true. Yes. Or replaced. Right, so there's also the small matter of Lonely Lunch Club on the way as well. Headline hijack, what have you got, Corny? What's coming?
This is coming from Mark, who says, the NHS has sent out another official warning about eating healthily, following one case from Preston in which a man was so hungry that he ate his own arm. The 23-year-old was reportedly eating a burger using his right arm, and when he finished, he just kept eating, first his hand, then forearm, right up to his shoulder. When approached for a comment by Talk Radio, the man said he wished to remain anonymous, but was now full.
Thank you very much. This has come in from Debbie. The next UK general election could see the first robot politician elected to Parliament. Part of the Electoral Reform Act of 2016 will allow automatons to run for office. The Liberal Democrats are already said to be designing a robot based on Nick Clegg's best qualities, and it is said that it could have twice the amount of personality as it stands as a Lib Dem Member of Parliament. If you've got a made-up news story, then we'd like to hear it. Somebody has got to get theirs into the news at 2, and it could well be you. I'm not going to read the number out again, because then Cornelius will have to do that annoying sentence.
I get paid each time I do it.
So I'm definitely not going to say it. And next, Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's an email address, which means he doesn't have to say anything after it. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news if you're trying to get out of Leeds. The New York flyover, the eastbound side, the A64M, which was blocked near the A64 Marsh Lane because of an incident, has reopened and traffic's getting back to normal. There's still a big queue through South Yorkshire on the southbound M1 after early problems near Rotherham between junctions 35 and 34, which have now been recovered. There's delays further down the southbound M1 through Leicestershire because of emergency repairs after a vehicle fire near 23 at Loughborough. And Dorset's A31 through Sturminster Marshall still busy after an accident, but it has reopened. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty, as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk Radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. And what I've noticed, you know, we've been on air now doing this show for, well, since March. It's been quite a long time, I suppose. And well, I've learned that the week can be a long time in radio. Recently, a couple of days can. But what I've noticed over my time is that the news, which I can with some authority speak about currently, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, it's funny you should say that, John, because over the past 6 months, yeah, I've realised with the news,
yes,
that I just can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. We have so many letters, emails, texts and tweets, and I print them all out, even the letters, and I stuff them in a post bag so that every morning when I come in, there's a stuffed post bag. And I pick one out at random and I read it. And they all say the same thing. They all say, John, the news is complicated. I just can't get my head around it. I mean, there's one here. From Paula. Dear John, the news is quite complicated. I just can't get my head around it. Is there anything you could do to help? That's just one example of it. You've got one there, I think.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, it's from Daniel. It says, hi, John. I don't know if you got my mum Paula's letter, but I just can't get my head around the news. Lots of love, Daniel Radcliffe.
Don't worry, Daniel and Paula and everyone else who's written in, because this is where we explain the news to you. We take you by the hand, lead you through the day's big stories, through the obvious medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables.
You're right there.
You've only done it 8 months. It's the news in haikus.
Hammond says Brexit could spell trouble. He's terrible at anagrams.
News in haikus. Yeah. Shall we meet today's lonely lunch?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
I mean, I rather think we should. This is where we kick open the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The doors to the Tupperware Hall of Despair, they are, of course, made of continually mouldering pita bread. The walls of the hall held together by overpriced soup from a well-known high street soup-based shop. It's Pred. And in those hallowed halls are, of course, busts made from the foodstuffs of lonely lunches. There have been many over the past months, and it's open to all. It's open to you if you are lunching alone. The only criteria is that you must be lunching alone and willing to come onto the radio and tell us why that is and what you're having for lunch. And we will attempt to make idle yet awkward chit-chat with you, just as a virtual friend or colleague might. There's an email if you want to get on the list. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There are gifts. If you are inducted in, you get your choice of a free gift. More of that anon. But first, let us meet Andrew, because he's on the telephone. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah, a bit lonely, though.
Yeah, very lonely.
Yeah. So, but before you tell us why, what do you do, Andrew?
I'm an HR administrator in London.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Well, you say that. I mean, surely the glittering world of HR administration is it anything?
It's not really anything.
Okay.
It's hollow.
Why are you lunching alone then? What's happened? Have you fired everyone else?
No, I'm actually very embarrassed about the way in which I eat. So I've had to sequester myself in a dark room and do it alone.
Yes,
or face mockery.
This is a running thing. We had someone yesterday who had a similar problem as well. Didn't like eating in front of people. Inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, and it's interesting. I think what's happened is because he stood up and said, "Yes, I am a messy eater," and it's embarrassing or whatever it was. In terms of, you know, just doesn't like eating in front of people. He stood up and said, and it has prompted others to stand up and go, yes, I too hate eating in front of people. And I'm glad, Andrew, that you've been brave enough to come on the phone. We do have trained counsellors, by the way, standing by for anyone who suffers from this affliction, I want to be honest, I'm not a medical professional. All I can do is put you in touch with people and act as a conduit, Andrew, to help you. That's all I can do. What's your particular affliction? Do you dribble down yourself or what?
No, I've perfected what I feel is the best way to eat soup, but I've been told that doing that in front of people, it can be quite off-putting, and people have made comments which are quite hurtful. So I've decided that I can't give up the manner.
Have they called you names, like sort of horrible school, you know, that sort of... I mean, I don't really want to say this on the radio because, you know, you can't really say this sort of stuff now. But, you know, it's things like minestrone chin, have they called you that?
Yeah, that's spot on, minestrone chin. That was one of the first ones they did.
Yeah. Mulligatawny face.
Yeah.
Ox.
Lots of stuff like that. Leek and potato lips.
Yeah. Now, let's be clear. Let me just be very clear. We are quoting here. Please don't take offence. This is an important subject and it needs to be discussed. And the only way to do that is, of course, to talk about it out loud in a grown-up, sensible way. So, when Andrew says leek and potato lips, yes, that is a term that cannot be used in this day and age, I realise. But it's important for the discussion, Andrew. So, what are some other names they've called you? I mean, oxtail tongue?
No, they've not used that one yet. I don't like oxtail soup.
That's why, yes.
I
mean, what soup do they find most offensive when you eat it?
I think any of the chunky versions, because they tend to... the chunks go everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Do they call you... Again, I'm so really sorry. Please don't take offence. Do they call you chunky cheeks?
Again, that's quite a common one.
It's quite hot pot bottom. Mm.
Noodle numpty.
It is difficult, and I honestly, you're so brave to call, and I feel you know, as I know everyone listening will feel very sorry for you about this. I mean, what is it, if you can bring yourself to talk about it more, I know it's difficult, so, you know, just take your own time, but what is it about the way you eat soup that is offensive?
Well, I have a problem with the heat, so it needs a certain amount of cooling done, and basically the way that I've decided to do that is to, instead of applying the soup directly to the inside of my mouth, I rub the soup and around my goatee that is around my mouth,
yeah,
until it is cooled down enough, and then I will lick it out once it's been absorbed by the beard hair.
Yes, so it's essentially, you leave your beard hair long enough to just get the edges of it into your mouth.
Yes.
You're not alone. You're honestly not alone. I mean, I know it feels like you are. It probably, at this very moment in time, Andrew, feels like you are the only person that eats soup by taking it out of the bowl container, and smearing it round your goatee beard, and then sucking it off the end of the hair. It feels like you're the only person that does that. But I'm here to tell you that you are not. You are not.
Really?
No, you are not. There are many, many, many other people exactly like you. And that's important to remember in this sort of situation, because it can help make you feel a bit stronger about yourself. Can I ask what you smear the soup out of? Is it a bowl or is it like a cup of soup? A cup of soup.
It's out of a bowl or whatever container it comes in from the shops.
Yeah.
So often plastic, like a big plastic or paper cup type thing.
Yes, I know, and exactly what you mean. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like handy. And I often get one of the little coffee stirrers instead of a spoon.
Yes.
Because it makes it easier to apply, like, apply wax to legs.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I know what you mean. The spoon with it's thin at one and a little bit fatter at the other end, isn't it? And you can wipe that on as though you were doing your bikini area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, is part of the problem that you have applied soup to your bikini area? In front of colleagues?
No, that is something that I've been far too scared to do, even though I often spend all night dreaming about an opportunity to do something like that. But no, I haven't worked up the confidence yet.
Well, it might help. I mean, like I said, I'm not an expert, right? But if you have a desire to have one of those little coffee stirrers and apply soup to your bikini area with it, I think you should do it, and I think you should stand up and say, I am the kind of man who is willing to do that, and be proud, but don't be ashamed by it. It's not a stigma. You're not the only person who has thought about dipping a coffee stirrer in a soup and applying it to their genital region. You're not.
How do I get the soup into my mouth afterwards, though?
Well, you see, I mean, like I said, I'm not a medical expert, right? So I don't know, but I'm sure there are people out there who do know exactly how you could do that. And maybe you'd like to get in touch this afternoon and help Andrew. If you know of a way to get soup off genitals, where it's been smitten down the edge,
0844 499 1000.
Do give us a call, because Andrew, he's not alone, and he needs help. He needs your help, if you can help him with this situation. Andrew, you are inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club now, and you do have a choice of prizes to choose from.
They're gifts.
Oh, they're gifts, yeah.
They're not prizes. You haven't won anything.
No, because it's not a competition. But you do have a choice of gifts, Andrew. So listen as we play the exciting prize gift music. Here come your choice of gifts, Andrew. You can choose from
a Talk Radio mug.
Yes, despite having a Talk Radio logo on it, it does work.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes, the free newspaper and former sponsor of the Paul Ross Fawcett Breakfast Show, scribbled with haikus.
A Talk Sport mug.
A mug from the more successful end of the office.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
A collection of all the columns of John Holmes, the Mail on Sunday columnist, put into one book.
No, it's not columns, it's a book about growing up and...
I thought it was all your Mail on Sunday columns.
No, I literally wrote one on Sunday by accident. The rest of the book's not that. It's a poignant, charming comic masterpiece.
Katie Hopkins, I completely agree. of like, that's what it says on the front.
Doesn't it says it's like Caitlin Moran,
Julia Hartley Brewer. Wow, even I wouldn't say this.
Doesn't it says Caitlin Moran meets the in between us, Miranda Hart.
Caitlin Moran, I hate this.
Anyway, there's a book.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
There's only one in the whole building, and I'm pretty sure Ray Stubbs will be quite disappointed when we take it away from him.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Former TalkSport merchandise from both the former and current Five Live Fighting Talk presenter.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
And after attempting to ask for our own calendar, but with an email typo, we now have a warehouse full of vegetable strainers. Please help us get rid of them.
Out of all of those choices, Andrew, which would you like?
Is what's more absorbent, the book or the newspaper? Because I've got chunky soup all down my tie.
That's a good question. I'd say. What do you say?
Well,
you've handled both of them.
Yeah, the book absorbs more sort of hatred.
Yes.
And the Metro is there's not much to it.
Yeah. So, I think you should go for the book, don't you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You get the bonus of my book signed by any author's name you like.
Katie Hopkins.
Yeah, Katie Hopkins.
Okay, fine. I'll sign it that. Andrew, congratulations. You have been inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That is Andrew Lonely Lunch Club. And if you can help him out, then, with his issues, and I know a lot of people have the same problems as him, and get in touch with us. And we do have trained counsellors standing by. What we need to do now is... Oh, and if you want to be in Lonely Lunch Club, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. But what we need to do now is find out who's going into the news with their made-up news story. For Headline Hijack is coming next. After that, work experience punditry Michael's rowing his boat of music ashore to bring us a roundup of music and music news with the added bonus that being work experience, we don't have to pay him. Cornelius, whom has got their lie into the news next?
It's Amy.
And where does Amy hail from?
South Shields.
Amy in South Shields, you are today's headline hijacker. You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The Rays of Sunshine concert at the SSE Arena, Wembley, with Shawn Mendes, Connor Maynard, Nicole Scherzinger, Lawson, Fleur East, Louisa Johnson, and DNCE. October the 24th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.co.uk and AXS.com. Rays of Sunshine at Wembley.
ThisCarStillWorks.com, ShadyDeals.co.uk. Is it meant to sound like that, .uk? Sure, I'll get my money back, .gr. Why risk buying online when you can get a Renault deal? All our used cars come with a 12-month warranty and breakdown assistance and a 30-day no-quibble exchange policy, in case you change your mind. Visit our Renault-approved used car sales event from the 1st to the 10th of October. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. T's and C's apply. See usedcars.renault.co.uk.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Ballroom?
No. Nope.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday there's a £121 million jackpot. Euromillions. Estimated jackpot, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon. Hello, I'm John. This is Victoria.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Tories crack down on offenders from abroad. Haiti is hit by a hurricane, and the cost of the weekly shop is down.
Talk Radio.
The Home Secretary has announced tough new measures to deport foreign criminals. Anyone from outside of Britain who commits so-called minor offences will be kicked out of the UK for the first time and banned from coming back for 5 to 10 years. Amber Redd says crime won't be tolerated.
This is the United Kingdom. It has an unequivocal rule of law. If you want to live here, you abide by it, no matter where you come from.
The man charged with the murder of MP Joe Cox has refused to speak in court as he was to enter a plea. Thomas Mair, who's accused of stabbing the Labour politician to death in West Yorkshire in June, will go on trial next month after a judge ordered not guilty pleas to be recorded. The Caribbean country of Haiti is being lashed by Hurricane Matthew. Winds of up to 145 miles an hour are pounding the impoverished country where many people have fled their homes. Forecaster Bill Giles has been speaking to Talk Radio.
Haiti is one of the very, very poor countries. That's where you see the big, really terrible devastation going on. When it moves up, I mean, we're looking now to Florida. We think it could take a swipe at Florida on Thursday, where you could get winds up to 70 mile an hour.
Flights in and out of Belfast International Airport are facing continuing disruption as after a cargo plane got stuck on the runway earlier. And the cost of groceries has fallen again, according to an independent price tracker from My Supermarket. A basket of 35 popular items, including crisps, pasta and broccoli, came to £83.19 last month. That's 16p less than in August and £2.74 cheaper than the same time last year.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Fewer.
No. A fine and dry day for most.
It's point of order.
Speak.
Well, no, it's just, I was just thinking that you could, a bit of that news is negative. Not your fault. But some of the news was negative.
You okay.
Know. And like the hurricane, which is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just wonder if it would be better if we changed the name of the place and called it Likey.
No, I don't think that's going to affect the hurricane, John.
Yeah, I know, but generally Haiti sounds like it's negative, doesn't it? So if we called it Likey, if they change the name of the country to Likey, then fun. Already those connotations go away a little bit. I'm just trying to help.
I'm not sure that would.
It's just Haiti. It's just, you know, it sounds too much like haters.
Which, yeah, but I know it's spelt differently.
Which I know to my cost Twitter is full of. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder if it's... Likey would be a nice... Just trying to be nice.
No.
Just trying to be nice.
Anyway, back to the weather. A fine and dry day for most people in the UK. There will be some cloud around, but it should feel quite warm in the sunny spells. Highs of 18 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Wales striker Simon Church is out of their upcoming World Cup qualifiers with Austria and Georgia. He's been replaced by Barnsley's Tom Bradshaw. Burnley's Michael Keane has been called into the England squad as a replacement for Glenn Johnson. The Stoke defenders withdrawn because of injury ahead of their qualifiers against Malta and Slovenia. Scotland midfielder Robert Snodgrass says they should be targeting 4 points from their next two World Cup qualifiers. Gordon Strachan's side, who are in England's group, take on Lithuania and Slovakia. On to Rugby League, and Hull FC's Danny Houghton is the Super League's Man of Steel for 2016. The hooker picks up the award after a season including Challenge Cup success and a playoff semi-final. Hull FC boss Lee Radford has been named Coach of the Year. Finally, Wales Rugby Union captain Sam Warburton will have surgery on a fractured cheekbone today. He's expected to be out of action for 2 to 4 weeks. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, following the news that 2.4 million people in a survey have admitted they don't think they'd be able to live without a mobile phone, the NHS has announced that anyone who's suffering from anxiety following the loss of a phone will now be given the latest iPhone for free at a cost to the taxpayer.
Victoria, thank you very much. That was Victoria with the news live, and Ben with the pre-recorded Lazy Sports. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
on Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right then, 2:05. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Yes, that's... Yes, I've just checked. That's still true. In this afternoon's programme, by the way, we are giving away £9 million worth of jewellery. We have it to give away. As I mentioned, I can't really tell you where we got it from, but we do know a bloke. And he says he got it from Paris, I think. So he wasn't really clear on the details, but he reckons we've got to give it away in a hurry. So if you would like £9 million, almost £9 million worth of jewellery, including, he says, a ring worth £3.5 million, then get in touch. All you need to do is send a picture of yourself tapping the side of your nose to this address. No questions asked, Guff. Jewellery offer. Talk Radio, The Radio, London. I'm sorry, but we can't return any of your drawings.
Talk Radio.
Right, it's time for the Work Experience Punditry. And today, Tuesday, the thing of October, we welcome back Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John.
Hello, and music. Is what you're going to be reviewing for us today.
Yes.
And also, as in common with all of our work experience pundits, we are, by the way, in case you're wondering, here to help one and all. This is where we give the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits work experience in the business. That's out of the goodness of our hearts. The main reason, however, is that legally, because they're work experience, there's nothing that says we have to pay them. And Michael is a victim of that. So what are you, just for those that, you know, listening for the first time, and for some reason, Michael, because of some news, there might be more listeners now. I don't, apparently. I don't know if you'd seen that. Okay, good. So so where are you from, Michael, in terms of studenting, and what's your, you know?
I'm from South East London.
Yeah.
I'm not a student.
No, but no. In terms of work experience.
Oh, I just do stuff.
Excellent.
I'm like a freelance work experience.
That's great.
Yeah.
You get a lot of work doing that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. At low, in, you know, no back.
Yeah.
What?
What?
I don't know. This is why I'm work experience.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll try and teach you how to speak. Right, so what, you're doing music for us, of course.
Yes.
Where are we starting?
So this week we are going to start with the big release, which came out on Friday, which is Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Yes.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver's new album called 22 A Million came out on Friday.
Yes.
To much fanfare.
Really? I didn't hear that.
There were events around the world where he like hyped up a certain place. It would be like Copenhagen, corner of 5th and something, yeah. 6:30. And then people turned out to these venues and there was a... sort of CD player that played a cassette of the album.
A CD player played a cassette of the album?
Yeah, to a bunch of sort of hipster lovers.
Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah.
How did a CD player play a cassette?
Well, no, it was a cassette player, but I couldn't think of the word for cassette.
Ah,
it's
but you
cassette.
Did.
Almost, but I got it.
You did almost immediately afterwards, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was just a
not
slight...
the best way to get your music out there.
Yeah, no. Just all these people trying to slam a cassette into a CD player. Just nonsense. Okay, well, before we learn about it, we've got a clip, I imagine we have.
Yes.
What are we listening to? A bit.
This song is called 33 God.
Here we go.
I would just be floating to you now. You would make me pass to let it pass on. I'm climbing the dash, dash.
Well, I like the Sparky's Magic Piano bit at the end.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that the only thing you liked?
Well, I didn't like the beginning of that clip.
Okay.
But by the end of it, I sort of quite liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I like the funny voice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Basically, Bon Iver's, this is his third album.
Yeah.
The thing about Bon Iver is he continually grows and evolves his sound. so each album sounds completely different.
Yeah. Is that wise, though, as a musician? Because I mean, I know creatively and artistically, yes, of course.
Yeah.
But if you've got your army of fans, right, why risk it?
No.
If you're a musician.
No, that's playing it safe.
It is playing it safe.
Yeah, I don't like safe players.
We know what you like. You brought it in last week. Did you go to that gig with your girlfriend? What was that you were going?
No, that's in February.
Oh, that's in February. I can't remember when it was.
Yes, we're going to
that. What was it you went to see?
Lisa Hannigan.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's favourite folk singer.
That's right. No one's. That's, you know, on a.
Doesn't she have whiskers on her chin again? Is it her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good name for her album, though.
Yeah.
She was on Jules Holland on Friday.
Was she?
Yeah, but I haven't watched it yet. But I'm going to. Yeah,
of course you're going to, yes. So are you a Bon Iver fan?
Are
you once again trying to foist your musical taste, Michael?
Yeah.
On us and thus your music review isn't really, if I'm honest, how should we say, a fair and balanced. Because last week you just brought in some wishy-washy stuff that you like and attempted to claim it was good. And I just get the feeling you might be doing it again. I don't know.
No, but this is big music news.
Yeah.
Right, this is a huge release.
Yeah.
And I happen to be a fan.
Yeah.
So what?
That's just a coincidence.
Yeah, I might watch. Shall I just not review it because I like it?
No, I'm just...
That doesn't
I'm just,
work like that.
I just...
Yeah, hit him, Michael.
Yeah.
just
did.
Get in.
But, you know...
Just getting a sense of, you know...
All music reviewers like things and don't like things. They come to an album with, you know, preconceived thoughts.
Yeah.
So what are they meant to do about them? I don't know. I'm not a music reviewer.
Well, you're a work experience music reviewer.
Yeah. So I'm working that out.
Okay, fine.
That's what I'm learning.
Well, I'm glad we're here to help that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Bon Iver, were you a fan of Bon Iver in the old style Bon Iver?
I was.
So
I've always been a fan.
You're not put off by new style?
No. I like it when bands change the sound, they evolve. Okay? So I bought this album on Sunday.
Yeah.
What are we now? Tuesday. So I haven't had it for that long.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I can't really pass judgment on it yet because music takes time to grow on you.
Yes, like gentle warts.
Yes. So I am waiting for those warts. Yeah, to see what they're like.
Musical ear warts.
Yes.
Shall we call it? So, well, all right. So, and how many times on average listening to the sort of music that you like?
Yeah.
Does it take to for it to become a classic in Michael's world?
Well, I actually find that if I like a song early on, it doesn't stay with me for as long as if I don't like a song early on, but then grow to like it.
Yes.
Those kind of songs stay with me longer.
That's a good example because I remember the song Stay With Me.
Right.
You know that one? Was it Shakespeare's Sister?
Shakespeare's Sister. I was thinking more Sam Smith.
And I liked that.
Yeah, I know it. I Stay With Me.
Stay With
Me. Oh,
that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't she dead on a bed or something?
Yeah, yeah. Cher Lloyd sung it in The X Factor, and it was actually really good.
Well, that gives you... That takes away any input into a musical conversation ever again in this studio. So, now you be quiet. So, all right, so Bon Iver, so it's... He's been playing on street corners to fans.
Yep, he has.
And you like it, we know.
I like
it. Is every track gold, or is... I mean, you know...
Well...
There's got to be some filler on there, right?
I don't think there is so far... But as I said, I find it hard to pass the judgment this early on. But I'm liking it. All signs are looking good.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, next week, you have to just tell us whether you're still as...
Yeah,
you know,
whether it stayed with
you. It's sort of early stages of a relationship, this, isn't it? With you and you and this album. So you've picked it up, as it were, you know, maybe on a musical Tinder, right?
Yeah.
And you've been out a couple of times. You've perhaps had a meal.
A couple of drinks.
It's gone back to yours, right? And you've made it to... Second bass, which is the second track.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously.
There's 10 basses then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, are they not? There are how I do it. So you made it second bass. Third bass, you're fine, yeah. But you, once you get all the way to 10th bass, and I think we all know what that is, then you have to decide whether or not you go off it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So it's just like relationships.
Just like it.
Yeah.
They should make a musical Tinder. Plays you a song for 10 seconds and you swipe whether you like it or not.
It's a bit harsh, though.
Well, you can do that on iTunes, can't you?
Well, no, because it's your music, isn't it? It should just throw random music at you. Let me write this down. I'm going to stop talking.
Yes, you've been told to not talk already. So where are we going next, musically speaking?
We're now going to a band called The Greasy Slicks. With why are you laughing?
because I think you already like them.
No, no, but this is... So last week, you criticised my music, saying that it was, you know, a bit boring, a bit folky.
Well, yes.
Slow.
Yes.
So this...
Yes.
...is not.
Right.
This is like sort of old-fashioned rock and roll.
Is it?
Yeah, this is a song called Hawks.
Yeah.
Give it a listen.
Okay, here we go. This is the Greasy Slicks.
Yes.
All right, you've won me over with that one.
Hey, and it was just taking off there.
Yeah, it just got getting good, was it?
Just getting to the big chorus.
Yeah.
And then it was sadly faded out.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of having a clip of it, sadly, rather than... I'd happily listen to the whole of that.
Yeah, well,
but then we're getting some trouble.
Can I tell you about the Greasy Slicks?
Mm. Let me think. Yes.
They are...
But not now, because we've got to go and take the traffic and travel. So, if for all your Greasy Slick news, stay with us, because Michael is doing Work Experience Punditry, and we'll be talking about them. And where else are we going after that?
Kings of Leon and Radiohead. Big hitters.
Yes.
Big hitters.
Well, true enough. All right, so Michael's doing Work Experience Punditry. He's here doing Work Experience on music reviews, and we don't have to pay him. Also to come, Tape Face, a.k.a. the boy with the tape on his face, will be our guest this afternoon, along with comedian Amir Shah. He'll be in later as well. And you can win some meat in a game of band or wine. Choose from chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Of course, if you're a vegetarian, we have one of those to give away. We're not racist. All of that on the way between now and four. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas, and it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
The Rays of Sunshine concert at the SSE Arena, Wembley. With Shawn Mendes, Conor Maynard, Nicole Scherzinger, Lawson, Fleur East, Louisa Johnson and DNCE. October the 24th. Tickets on sale now from ticketmaster.co.uk and axs.com. Rays of Sunshine at Wembley.
ThisCarStillWorks.com, ShadyDeals.co.uk. Is it meant to sound like that, .uk? Sure, I'll get my money back, .gr. Why risk buying online when you can get a Renault deal? All our used cars come with a 12-month warranty and breakdown assistance and a 30-day no-quibble exchange policy, in case you change your mind. Visit our Renault-approved used car sales event from the 1st to the 10th of October. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. T's and C's apply. See usedcars.renault.co.uk.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Ballroom?
No. Nope.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have.
This Tuesday, there's a £121 million jackpot. Euromillions. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Devon, the westbound A30 in Moncton's very heavy towards an accident near the A35 Moncton Road. The road is partially blocked for the recovery of the lorry and the three other vehicles involved in this. North of Lincoln, there's queues for the northbound A15 at Cambie Corner for the A631. There's restrictions there because of an accident. An earlier problem on the M1 in Leicestershire has left southbound delays from 23A down to 22 at Colville, and through Greater Manchester, the A57 Hyde Road through Gorton's very busy. That's because of temporary lights in the roadworks. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
He's been called everything from Tony Blair's right-hand man and spin doctor to his attack dog. Alistair Campbell with me for 1 hour live on the next Full Set Breakfast, taking your calls, answering your questions. Get them in early at Talk Radio, at Paul Ross. You can email me as well, Alistair Campbell, in conversation with me, Paul Ross, tomorrow on the Full Set Breakfast.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And we are joined by Michael, who's rowed his musical boat ashore for the purposes, of work experience punditry. So far, we've heard some music. Bon Iver, we've heard that. It's nonsense, apart from the squeaky voice part.
Well.
And you were about, before traffic and travel there, Michael, you were about to tell us about the Greasy Slicks.
Yes.
We heard their song. What was it called?
Hawks.
Hawks. I rather liked it, I'd say. So yeah. What do we know of them?
Well, their debut album, which is self-titled, came out on Friday.
Yes.
The Greasy Slicks.
Yes.
They describe themselves as an energetic rock and roll three-piece.
Right.
They're from South London, and I actually went to school with the drummer.
Oh, I knew that. I see. You once again foisting your agenda, Michael, onto us biased way.
Well, so I went to school with the drummer.
Yeah.
So I've known about the band for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Haven't really listened to them.
Okay.
So I'm not really pushing anything because I haven't really listened to them
yet.
I've heard they're very, very good live.
Yeah.
Because they're all very talented. He was definitely a very, very good drummer. But their debut album came out on Friday and I thought, right, they've put an album out. I better give it a listen.
Yep.
Really liked it.
Good.
Really good. It's kind of old-fashioned rock and roll.
What's, I mean, is it a bit Ramonesy? I mean, what's, I mean,
not really.
Say old-fashioned. I mean, when you said it before we heard it, I was thinking, you know, like 50s.
Well, I don't know. I find it quite hard to describe their sound, but they say that they absorb elements of grunge and blues into sort of rock and roll to make their own sound.
Grooves
rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I would check them out if I were you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I might. I mean, that was all right.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I quite liked it.
And it's really kind of like powerful.
Yeah.
It's like hard hitting stuff. Yeah. It's not the stuff that I listen to usually.
No, we know that.
It's a big step away, and I'm enjoying the step.
How did you? How are they doing in the music industry? Whereabouts? You know. Whereabouts are they? Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, right? The lead show on the radio.
Yeah.
On to radio, 'cause it's a breakfast show. Are they Julie Hartley Brewer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not as many people know about them. Are they me? No one cares. Well, they do now, weirdly, but for the wrong reasons. And after the weekend, or are they Sam Delaney? I mean, well, you know, on the musical scale,
that is the worst scale I think I've ever heard of.
I'd say between you and Julia.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
they're not doing very well then.
They're the adverts.
Yeah, no, but seriously, they're very well known in the gig scene in London.
Yeah,
not as well known as they should be, sort of. More widely.
Well, that will, this very feature will change that because,
hello,
as you know, Michael, this is the 34th most popular radio station in the UK out of a possible 39.
Wow.
So think on that.
I wonder if that was their first radio play.
Probably not.
Okay.
That single came out in August.
Someone will have played that.
Okay.
You know,
it's good.
Someone influential will have done it. So, you know, we'll be no help, but someone will. Yeah. No, we did like that. Yeah. That was good. All right. So, but you know the drummer. What's his name, drummer?
Ryan.
Ryan.
I used to play in a jazz band with him. I was on the piano. He was on the drums.
Right.
Yeah. I was in a band with him, actually, as well, when I was about 12.
Yes?
Yeah, I was in a sort of rock band. Right. I was the second guitarist.
which slick were you?
This was pre-slick.
Yeah. How pre-slick. Greasy are the slicks?
Pretty greasy.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of grease is it? Sort of axle grease? Sort of or
WD-40
like,
kind.
That kind of...
Lubricating grease.
Lubricate. So they're quite lubricated.
Yes.
Okay. Good. My sister went to school with the drummer from Elastica.
That's a bit better.
That's my drumming anecdote. Have you got one, Cornelius?
No.
No. Fine. Where are we going next, then?
We're sadly going to go to the Kings of Leon.
Sadly?
Well, not sadly, but just not that greatly.
Okay, well, I think we know how we're going to review it then, but let's... what's it called?
Around the World.
Around the World, Kings of Leon. Kings of Leon around the world, and you, I'm going to guess, aren't so keen then.
I'm not a huge fan of I used to be a big fan of Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
And I think, unlike Bon Iver, who sort of changes, moulds his style, grows a bit, I don't feel like they have. I feel like they've just sort of plateaued
out. You are right. They sound the same as they ever did.
Yeah, and it's like they know how to write good songs. They know how to write good, you know, technically good songs.
Yeah.
So they just sort of do that, and I find it a bit boring.
It's the same. It is the same over and over again. I agree. I couldn't listen to a whole Kings of Leon album for that reason. It's just the same.
The first two were pretty good stuff. Interesting.
Yeah.
But after that, I just feel like, you know, they're just sort of phoning it in a bit. They're just like, guys, should we do an album? Yeah. Let's do one.
Yeah.
Did they even get on? Because they're brothers. Didn't they have a big falling out at some point? Around the Sex on Fire years.
Did they?
I believe so, yeah.
Unsure.
I was at a gig where they stormed off stage. It's quite famous, the Reading Festival. When
I was there as well, yeah. They swore at the audience.
Yeah, they swore at me, John.
They swore. I'm with them. You know, I mean, they probably took one look at you and just thought, oh, look at him. And just had
I was quite far back, so it's unlikely.
Well.
Big field, hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, but, you know. It's you, and swearing seems to come naturally to most when that happens.
But it was a bit... They said something like, I thought Reading was meant to be good. And they were the headliners.
You don't want to say that to a Reading crowd, do you?
No.
I mean, that's...
No. We were going, what's going on here?
You're not going to help yourself there with that.
No.
So, all right, well, okay, well, we'll dismiss that out of hand. And finally, let's end on...
Radiohead.
Right.
Technically not a new song.
Yeah.
But the limited edition vinyl... were shipped this week for the album that came out, which I received a copy of, the limited edition bundle.
Yeah.
And in it is a CD, a second CD, with two extra songs. One of them is called Spectre. This is it. You're not a Radiohead fan?
No.
Oh, I'm a big Radiohead fan.
Oh, you surprise me. no, it's because it's too... look at my shoes.
No, that's not
It's all of it, you know, look at me, thumb being all...
Yeah, but it is that if you get all sneery and do that. But you don't need to get all sneery and do that.
It's what he's doing, though, isn't it?
No, but he's doing it from a...
Spectre.
Well, that song was written for the James Bond film, Spectre.
Yeah.
Which they sadly didn't use, in my opinion.
I'm not surprised.
No, in my opinion, they bottled it. And they went, that's too, you know, too crap. Interesting.
Wouldn't
too
say
clever.
That, mate. You don't want James Bond after you.
Mm. Well, yeah, good point. Good point.
Well, you know, I don't know. Radiohead, I mean, they're just a bit, it's all a bit try hard, isn't it? It's all a bit, oh, look, we're going to release our new album. Oh, one letter at a time, lyrically. And you, we've sellotaped letters to buildings around the world. And you've got to, if you're a fan, you have to go and peel the letters off and then piece it together and make your own songs up. And that's how we're releasing our album. And that, and it's just the noise of a pigeon being kicked around a field.
I don't think you know Radiohead very well.
Well,
you should get to know them. It's not too late, John.
Isn't it?
No. And a song like that could be a way in.
And on that note, Michael, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Will you be back next week?
We're not here next week.
Oh, you're right. We're off next week. That's cool. Or the week after then.
Okay.
Fine. Michael, their work experience punditry. Star, you have to reward them with a star rating.
Yeah.
But just collectively.
4.5.
Out of?
5.
Oh. Yeah. Right. That's Michael with Work Experience Punditry. In the next half an hour, then, we will be joined, all things being well, because I think he's been on Loose Women. I mean, the programme, not like physically on some Loose Women. Sam Wills, who is, of course, Tape Face, a.k.a. Boy with the Tape on His Face, who will be joining us, I would think, in around 15 minutes' time. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. Your reactions as well, very welcome, of course, this afternoon. We'll get through some of those. Then comedian Ahir Shah joins us. There's the Diversity pay-per-view, and you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. No, it's Band Or this week, isn't it?
Band or wine
today, my mistake. Right, all coming in the next half an hour. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
European criminals who commit even minor offences will be deported and banned from the UK for up to 10 years for the first time. The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, made the announcement at the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham. A judge has ordered not guilty pleas to be entered on behalf of a man who's accused of murdering Labour MP Joe Cox. 53-year-old Thomas Mair appeared via video link charged with attacking the mother of two in Birstall, Leeds, in June. Sky's Martin Brunt at the Old Bailey says the suspect refused to speak.
When the first charge was read to him, do you plead guilty or not guilty to the murder of Joe Cox, there was a silence. There was some discussion between the lawyers, and then the usual thing in these circumstances is for a not guilty plea to be recorded.
The Caribbean country of Haiti is being lashed by life-threatening winds and heavy rain from a powerful storm. Hurricane Matthew is a Category 4, which means it has winds of around 145 miles an hour. The pound has hit its lowest level against the US dollar for more than 3 decades. It plunged to $1.27 earlier and also fell versus the euro, which is a reaction to the UK's decision to start the process of leaving the EU by March. Police investigating the disappearance of an RAF serviceman haven't been able to find his phone, which they were looking for in a bin lorry. 23-year-old Corey McKeague, who's based in Suffolk, was last seen in Bury St Edmunds 10 days ago. And Maria Sharapova will be able to return to competitive tennis in April 2017 after having her 2-year ban reduced to 15 months by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The former Wimbledon champion was suspended after testing positive for meldonium, a drug which was banned in January. The weather, a fine day for most. There will be some cloud around, but it should feel quite warm in the sunny spells, highs of 18 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Well, there's more now, isn't there, really?
Yeah.
Technically speaking, Victoria, because as we know, the news is shorter now than it has been over the past couple of weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, the bulletins are shaved. And we still don't know why they're a minute shorter, but as regular listeners will know, what's happened is it means we've got more time to fill because you have to do fewer news. We have to make the time upon the programme. But to counteract that, animal, vegetable or mineral news, thus covering everything ever. Today, it's the turn of animal news, and which is one that Victoria actually likes.
It is.
So, do we have a jingle for this?
We don't have Ben's introduction.
I can do it.
No.
Oh, yeah, do it then, please.
You'll have to do it.
Animal news.
Do it again.
Animal news.
An animal sanctuary in New Zealand is being given away for free as long as whoever takes over looks after the animals. The current owner of Eagles Nest Wildlife Hospital has spent 5 years trying to find a replacement with no luck. He's turned down an offer of $100,000 a year to grow drugs there.
You like animals?
Yeah, I do.
And drugs, so why don't you buy it?
No, I don't have to buy it, I just have to look after them.
Well,
what, the drugs?
No. No, I'd like to say that's not true.
give the drugs.
I'd quite like to live in
animals.
A warmer place.
Yeah.
Quite like to live in a warmer place. Yeah. And I don't condone giving drugs like marijuana, which is what's
to animals. Instance. Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
Anyway, four new lion cubs have made their public debut at a safari park near Stirling. 12-week-olds Murray, Reed, Thistle and Isla have all had their jabs and a final health check before being introduced to the rest of the pride. And I've got a little visual for this story.
Well, it's the radio.
The last one. The last one.
Yes.
But it's so you can see who I'm on about.
Right.
And a featherless bird has become an Instagram star with more than 120,000 followers. Two-year-old Rhea is completely bald because she suffers from a condition called piscitine beak and feather disease.
What a teen?
I don't want to say it again. Because I'm probably not saying it right.
Piscitine. Undoubtedly it's you.
She was rescued in July by a veterinary clinic in Boston in the US, where she gets dressed up in knitwear. And she can't fly, and she's just 2 inches tall.
Oh, just put it down.
You just...
It's not very nice. She's healthy apart from not having any feathers.
It is wrapped up in some knitting there, you're right.
Yeah, and in one of the pictures, she just had a little scarf on. Nothing else.
And she's an Instagram star.
Yeah, 120,000 followers.
She wants to be careful, because otherwise someone will tie her up and put her in a bath and nick her jewellery.
Mm.
That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah. She's not pimping out the jewellery. She's just wearing knitwear.
Yeah. Well, someone might you know what happened to knitwear. Kim, don't you? Someone saw her, like...
Kim?
Flashing the jewels, didn't they?
A really big ring where the rock, like, covered the whole bit.
What, she's been out with
knuckle.
The rock? She went out with the rock?
The rock is in
I thought she went out with Kanye... What?
No.
It's very confusing.
Not the person, the rock. I mean, as in the jewel.
Right, so the bird, what I'm saying is, what we know of the news is that Kim Kardashian, the robbers saw her with the jewellery on Instagram and online and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so that bird that you've just shown me a photograph
Rhea.
Of, Rhea the featherless chicken.
I don't think she's a chicken.
What is it?
Look at her beak, she's not a chicken.
What is it then?
I haven't actually got that information.
Good.
Journalism in action.
Yeah.
There.
So
yes, right. But I was writing for radio where you don't have much time.
So the featherless bird is sporting knitwear, and now that's on Instagram. It's an Instagram star, as you said.
Yeah.
That bird could well be tied up and thrown in a bath and have its knitwear stolen, like Kim, is what I'm saying.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Well, I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just saying...
Are you inciting violence?
No.
Are you trying to get people to do that? Because maybe they hadn't thought of that until you just said it.
To tie up a bird and throw it in a bath? I don't think so.
I feel really bad for the bird.
Yeah.
Poor little Rhea.
Okay. That was Animal News with Victoria. Thanks very much. Are you done? Is that the end of the animal news?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, but what did you last say? Poor little Rhea. The exact opposite of Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
I'd like to say Rhea's spelled differently.
You always spoil things, don't you? Right, it's coming up to 2:40 here on Talk Radio. We will be talking to Tapeface. A.K.A. Boy with the Tape on His Face. If he's got tape on his face when that happens, it's going to be a very, very long interview that isn't that informative, if I'm honest. We'll find... He's fresh from Loose Women. Take that how you wish. We'll find out all next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Or, of course, as many people's digital radios say, because the screen on them isn't big enough to get the whole of the station's slogan on, which is, of course, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It says, Talk Radio. We'll get you. If you've got a radio that's threatening you because of Talk Radio this afternoon, take a photograph of it, send it to us. It will go into the gallery that's currently being compiled of threatening, violent digital radios. 87222.
Can't text them in. Please tweet them.
Oh, you're right. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a picture.
Yeah, thank you very much. As you know, if you're a regular listener, part of our remit here at Talk Radio is to go out and take the pulse of the nation, to go out onto the streets, to find out what the people think. The people out there on the street. Out the look. Out there, right? There are people.
Yeah, I know.
On the streets, and it's our job to go out and find out what they are thinking about. We send every day our crack team of reporters outside, so called because they are on crack. And shoving their microphone into strangers' faces is what they do. Today, we shoved microphones into the faces to ask the people if they think parrots or conferences.
Parrots.
Conferences.
Parrots.
Conferences.
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 Parrots.
Conferences.
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 Parrots.
Parrots.
Conferences.
Parrots.
Parrots.
Conferences.
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 Parrots.
Conferences.
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 Parrots.
Conferences.
Parrots.
Parrots.
Conferences.
Parrots.
Parrots. Conferences.
Parrots.
Parrots.
Conferences.
Conferences.
Parrots.
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 Conferences.
Parrots.
Parrots. Conferences.
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 Parrots.
Parrots.
Conferences.
Parrots.
Conferences.
Parrots.
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 Conferences.
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 Parrots.
Conferences.
Conferences.
Parrots.
Conferences.
Parrots.
And there you have it. That's what the people are thinking right now out on the street. They are thinking either parrots or conferences. But of course, the question is, what do you think? Do you think parrots? Or do you think conferences? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word parrots or conferences.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Devon, the westbound A30 in Monkton's very heavy towards an accident near the A35 Monkton Road. The road is partially blocked for the recovery of the lorry and the three other vehicles involved in this. North of Lincoln, there's queues for the northbound A15 at Cambie Corner for the A631. There's restrictions there because of an accident. An earlier problem on the M1 in Leicestershire has left southbound delays from 23A down to 22 at Colville, and through Greater Manchester, the A57 Hyde Road through Gorton's very busy. That's because of temporary lights in the roadworks. I'm Joanna Adams.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. It's just coming up to 8 time. I am John Holmes. And just before we talk to our very special guest this afternoon, I've just been looking through the papers. And what I've noticed is that the news is very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. I know you can't, Cornelius. And to be fair, you're not the only one. We get letters, as you know, and texts and tweets, and I print them all out, and I put them in a post bag, and I leave it in the office. And every morning when I come in, I pull a letter out of the... or a tweet, or a printed out email, or a text, and I read it out. And well, they all say this: "Dear John, read the news. I just can't get my head around it." And that's from Dean. And they all say the same thing. Mm. But it's all right, because we're here to help, you see, because this is where we take the big stories of the day and try to explain them by breaking them down into their component parts. And because when you take the news and break it down into its component parts, and you drill right down into the very core of news, as you well know, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Jail pin-up posters are banned. Lessons learnt from the Shawshank Redemption.
News in haikus. On Talk Radio, it's time to talk to our guests. Right there, very pleased to welcome into the studio a man I have long admired, but have never met before, so this is good. Sam Wills, a.k.a. Boy with Tape on His Face, a.k.a. Tape Face. Yeah, so when did it change? People will know, of course, who you are and what you do, but when did it go from Boy with the to just Tape Face?
It changed because I was lucky enough to do some shows out in South Korea.
Yes.
And went out there, and when we translated the name across, it didn't go that well. So it was very confusing for everyone, so we decided to make it more international and go, we'll become Tape Face.
Yeah, but because it was already such a thing,
yeah,
it was, I suppose. Cornelius is going to alter your microphone now. That's he's not used to those because somebody's got tape on his face, to be fair to him.
What is this big thing here?
It's not his fault. But it's interesting that everyone knew what you did,
yeah,
so
everyone
it wasn't a massive
understood.
Transition.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. Yeah. And also, everyone already called me Tape Face anyway, so it's like when I was catching up with friends, it was like, well, I'll go meet Tape Face for coffee. It's like, all right, fine, that's my name, I'll run with that.
Good.
And yeah.
You've just come from... being on Loose Women.
Yes, yep.
And how was that?
It was, you know, it's exactly what it is. It's good. It was good fun. It was, you know, I've got to go out and do the glove. For some reason, I'm doing that glove bit quite a lot. Everyone has seen the glove bit, I'm sure.
Yes.
But I'm...
The oven glove.
The oven glove singing to Endless Love. So I'm currently actually working on I'm going to re-edit it in the music and make it another joke. So I'll try and surprise people so that way they're not so used to seeing it.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like when I pull these oven gloves out...
It's a crowd pleaser.
Everyone. It's an absolute crowd pleaser. It's my Stairway to Heaven.
That's... Yeah, exactly. and frankly, if Led Zeppelin came out and didn't ever do that or changed it,
oh yeah, you imagine know, that. Escalated to heaven. Oh, not so good.
Exactly.
Not so good.
So you know, it'd be the terrible things would happen. So you know, don't go too far. You know, the crowd like, well, they don't like the new material. Yeah,
give the people what they want.
Absolutely.
Keep
the
tape on.
This is one of my new. People go to the toilet or the bar, don't they? That's ordinarily what happens musically. So
I'm just
bit of advice.
All right.
Just be careful.
Done. Taken. Noted.
What I'm saying. So which out of the Loose Women, you know, was loosest in Europe? Which did
I don't know. I don't know their names because I'm from New Zealand.
I don't know their names and I'm from here, to be fair.
Yeah.
I was thinking we could recreate the atmosphere, though. That was what I, you know... Loose Women.
Frocks on. Let's go.
I'm not sure. What, I mean, Janet Street Porter.
I'll be Janet.
You'll be Janet Street Porter.
Oh, hello there, Sam.
Yes, I think,
who are you going to be?
Well, I was going to be one of the Nolans.
Okay, go on.
Hello, I'm one of the Nolans.
Very good.
Like that?
That's very slick.
Isn't it uncanny?
I
think we've had enough of that atmosphere.
That moved, yeah. Yeah.
So, look, you've been doing this for quite some time, and
yes.
You've become incredibly popular, and people will know, of course, about America's Got Talent.
Yeah, that popped up.
It popped up, didn't it?
It did indeed.
That went all right.
Yeah, that
so
went pretty
for
well.
For those that don't know, talk us through how the hell all that came about.
How that came about, well, the show was like, it's always been on the horizon of sorts. It's always they're always around. Those shows were going, you know, come on us, come and be on the show, be on the show. And for me, it was just a chance. I wanted to go to America. America and do some touring through there.
Yeah.
And like, I came over to this country from New Zealand after doing some touring through Australia and whatnot, and I rose through the ranks of doing open mic nights. And
when did you come?
I first came over here in 2007.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so I worked for like 6 years, 7 years, just on the scene, making my way, and then doing Edinburgh Fringe festivals and doing my own little tours, and then building my following and that sort of thing. And so I've got a good reputation here.
Yeah.
So for me to do that in America, it was going to take another 7 or 8 years, and it was like,
Who's got the time?
I don't have time for that anymore. I just want to get over there and be seen. So it was that dreaded word, do it for the exposure. And it's like, so many people say, oh, it'll be great exposure for you, but this genuinely was really good exposure.
The good news for you is that this being on here now is the opposite of that.
this is undermining everything I've ever done.
Literally the scale end. I mean, if you're putting it back there, this.
My agent said to me I'd be following a Haiku News, at the time it was just a dream. Oh, but my, the dizzying heights.
Yeah, we do know officially we are the 34th most listened to station out of a possible 39 in this country. So, well done.
Well, that explains my other bookings for the afternoon then, doesn't it?
So it must have been quite an odd, you know, yes, do it for the exposure.
Yes.
But did you expect to go as far as you did?
Oh, I mean, not at all. No, it was originally, my plan was to go over there and get one viral video out of it, because I knew that the act is pretty weird and pretty strange and be fine. But there is that thing of going, it is, and I can guarantee you, it is 100% real. I've always been a fairly big skeptic of these shows, and I've always gone, oh, it must be sort of staged and rigged. It is so real, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Because I was in the wings waiting to go on, just freaking out, going, this is the worst decision I've ever made. What am I doing? Now, I have no idea what the reaction was. I didn't know, you know, the judges, they don't know who you are, really. They don't know what's going on. You go out there, you do your bit, and then that's it. It's terrifying. But it worked for me. It was good.
Yeah.
And then managed to make it all the way to the finals. One of the agreements was, I said to them, I will never speak on the show. That was the one thing I said very clearly. It's like, there's no chance of speaking to me.
Yeah.
Just going to make sure it's always in character.
I was slightly worried that when you came in, that caveat
that
was
character would be there.
And I was thinking, what if that happens?
I've gone too far down the rabbit hole. I am tape-facing. It's like when Prince became a symbol. It's like, yeah, just, it's just I'm permanently gonna, a mime.
So what did it lead to ultimately in America? I mean, you got that tour out of it, and so, I mean, what did?
Well, luckily, what's happened for me is, even though I only came in the top 10, I'm joining the first and second place for 4 nights in Vegas. So that happens at the end of this month. So I'm going to go up there and do some shows over there. And then the plan for me is, eventually, I would like to maybe get my own show over to Vegas and up and running, and get over to do some touring as well. So it's definitely kicked open the doors, and everyone in the States kind of knows.
But
who
I mean,
am
and
now.
You're what you do. Again, it's hard to explain what you do, and we shouldn't even try. Frankly,
it's a bit odd
because it is odd. But also, you don't spoil it. You know,
the less you know, the more you do enjoy it.
Exactly. So we're not going to, you know, say what it's worth seeing if you haven't. That's all. But in terms of Vegas, though, I mean, it's kind of perfect in a way, because it's that history, like Blue Man Group.
Could you imagine a drunken stag night at a show of mine? It'd be brilliant. If you're going to wake up gaffer taped anywhere, it's going to be Las Vegas.
or in a bath in Paris.
Yeah, there are options. Always got options.
So in terms of a Vegas show, though, do you have to like glitz it up? Is that a thing? Or?
Well, we're currently on tour at the moment with the show, and the show that we're touring now is the biggest show I've ever done. Like, normally when I've been touring shows, it's just been my Edinburgh show, which is normally me, a couple of suitcases, and a couple of cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
This time we've actually got a production team and producers behind it, and they've thrown some money at it, and we've made a much bigger show. So this show now is two big trucks of set, of lighting and sound, and all the bells and whistles.
Wow.
And it's pretty flash.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Even sometimes I look at it and go, what are we doing with this? How did... At any second, somebody's going to walk in and go, hang on a second, he's just got two oven gloves on. Let's get this out of here. Who's doing this?
To be fair, it's all Britney Spears really does. she mimes too, right?
Yes.
She's got a Vegas residency.
I learned from the best.
Because you started off busking. Right. So, and through that, we're keen on busking around here, because on a Friday what we do is we get we quite literally go out and get a busker off the streets of London, drag them in, thereby losing the money,
of course,
in order to perform for us in the studio. So it's like in your face Virgin Radio downstairs. You might have Kaiser Chiefs into session, but we've got someone proper who's doing it from the street. It's all real, keeping it real on a Friday. So we've got, so we talked to a lot of people doing it and a lot of different stories, and it's quite interesting. So what's your, I mean, when you started to do it, was it a quick rise?
I started out in New Zealand being a street performer, but being a street performer in New Zealand is pretty straightforward, because you just need to do some tricks kind of thing, and then people watch. Whereas over here, you've got such a history of street performing, it's really judgmental, which is fair enough, because you've got lots of good quality acts. So when I first came over here in 2007, I bought a street show to the South Bank, and it died. It died a death. It was spectacular.
So people just walking past.
I think my first show I made 1440p, and it's like there was families walking away just going, yeah, we're not going to watch this. And then I had 2 weeks to live on the South Bank, essentially, and just get a good show before going out to the Fringe.
Yeah.
But my show used to involve me, you know, I'd shove my body through a tennis racket, slicing cucumbers on people's stomachs and just juggling and being weird and yelling at a lot of people. Hence why the tape went on, because I just, well, I can't keep this yelling up.
But it's such an incredible, simple...
It is a gimmick. It is a gimmick. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be insulting. No. But yeah, it's a bloody gimmick.
And move on. So, come on, clown.
You're just an overgrown clown.
Yeah, it is. At any point, some people say clown. That.
But you went to theatre school.
I went to a circus school in New Zealand. Yeah. So I did a bit of clowning there. Mostly I was a juggler, because that was my original dream, was to be a juggler in Las Vegas. So who knows, maybe one day I'll get to
juggle. Well, you could bring it. You could do it now.
Yeah, yeah, getting close.
You can juggle.
But yeah, So I did this clown circus school and did my whatnot there. So I did my training. But yeah, I suppose it is clowning, really. It's just clowning for adults and everyone. It's made, if anything, I'd like to think I'm trying to make clowning and mime cool again.
Yeah.
Because it's got a bad reputation. I mean, when you think of mime, you always think of walking into the wind and just some terrible striped shirt French thing.
Although, to be fair, you were wearing a striped shirt earlier.
That's a token
on
nod.
Loose women.
That is my token. I've got little nods to all sorts of history. Here's the mime reference. Done. So you've got to do your royalties, you know.
Yeah, good. Look, we're running out of time. We could do this forever. Well, not forever, clearly, but you know.
Well, there's more haikus to be had.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't want to take up space with your nonsense. But honestly, thanks so much for coming in. Are we plugging something specific? I didn't even ask the question.
There's a tour on this country. Google it. Yeah, that's the easiest thing. Google it. It's good. Come along. See it. I don't care. Do whatever you live your life.
Good. Look, thank you for coming in. As I say, brilliant stuff.
Excellent.
Sam. Tapeface. Google that. Find the tour. And
you get all sorts of things when you Google Tapeface, so just be careful. Good luck out there.
To be fair, it's the same with me. I'm called John Holmes, after there's a porn star. So, you know.
John Holmes meets Tapeface.
There's a film we should make.
It's my afternoon sorted.
Sam, brilliant to have you in. Thank you very much. The big debate coming. Handful of tissues. There is the big debate coming just after 3 o'clock. Also, your chance to win some meat on the programme. It's a budget thing.
Oh, good. Understandable. That's right.
Your chance to win meat. You can win a chicken, some beef, or some lamb, or sausages,
because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist.
Oh, that's right.
So,
options.
That's in a game of band or wine. It's either the name of a band or the name of some wine. That's good. If you want to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
The news is next. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
ThisCarStillWorks.com. ShadyDeals.co.uk. Is it meant to sound like that? .uk? Sure, I'll get my money back. .gr. Why risk buying online when you can get a Renault deal? All our used cars come with a 12-month warranty and breakdown assistance and a 30-day no-quibble exchange policy, in case you change your mind. Visit our Renault-approved used car sales event from the 1st to the 10th of October. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. T's and C's apply. See usedcars.renault.co.uk.
Whether you're saving up for a big anniversary or a coral reef diving holiday, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe. Protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. Adult protected. Normal conditions apply.
Wick's 50% off kitchen unit sale is now on. Plus, until the 11th of October, there's an extra 15% off everything in our kitchen ranges on top of existing offers, including all our ready-to-fit kitchens, appliances, worktops, sinks and taps. 50% off sale ends 22nd of November. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, I've just checked, and it is as well. And I'm John Holmes on it. It's exactly 3 o'clock. Victoria's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, plans to deport foreign criminals. Man refuses to enter plea over MP's death. And Sharapova's doping ban is reduced.
Talk Radio.
The Home Secretary says it's going to be made easier to deport EU criminals from the United Kingdom. Amber Rudd has also told the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham those who repeatedly commit minor crimes will also be kicked out.
So-called minor crime is still crime. Its pain is still felt deeply by victims. Well, those criminals will face being banned from coming back to the country from between 5 and 10 years.
At the moment, they're only stopped from returning for 12 months. A man who's been charged with the murder of Labour MP Joe Cox has refused to enter a plea in court. 53-year-old Thomas Mair is accused of shooting and stabbing the 41-year-old outside her constituency in Birstall near Leeds in June. A not guilty plea has been entered on his behalf. Jurors in the retrial of footballer Ched Evans, who's facing a charge of rape, have been ordered not to research the background to the case. The judge warned them not to go anywhere near the internet or social media. Former Wales striker Evans is accused of attacking a woman at a hotel in Rhyl in 2011. People living in Haiti are feeling the full force of Hurricane Matthew, which is packing winds of 145 miles an hour. The powerful storms hit the impoverished country where many people live in flimsy homes. And banned former world number one Maria Sharapova can return to tennis in April 2017 after having her 2-year suspension reduced. Robin Schoenhofer has more for Talk Radio.
Sharapova's been partially successful with an appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which has cut her ban to 15 months. She was given the original 2-year punishment after testing positive for meldonium, a drug which has been banned since January. It means she's now free to play at the French Open, a Grand Slam she's won twice.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A fine and dry day for most. There will be some cloud around, but it's going to feel warm in the sunny spells, highs of 18 degrees.
I still think you could take the edge off the story by calling it likey.
I'm not going to do that.
Because Haiti just sounds so negative.
Yeah, but it's not my... I don't have the responsibility or power to do that.
No, but you could start the debate. Although, no, I tried that with something at the weekend and that went really wrong. So just try... You could... But I just think if you just... You just said it's the likey hurricane. It's just nicer than the Haiti hurricane. Not all hurricanes are haters.
Well, this is Matthew.
Oh, that's true, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing good of anyone ever came out of anyone called Matthew, did it?
I've got a brother called Matthew. He's really boring.
Does he listen to this?
No. He doesn't care what I do.
Older or younger?
Older.
Is he? What does he do?
He's an engineer.
Is he?
Yeah.
What sort of things does he engineer?
Jaguar cars.
He's boring. Right, okay, it's... oh, he's not, I'm sure he's not.
He is.
Oh, okay. And now it's time for the sport. It's the sport with... what's his name?
Ben Fletcher!
That's him. Ben's got the sport this afternoon live. He's got it live from a Cambridge University English lecture by Professor David Crystal that's continually being interrupted by coughing.
It is the stories.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England captain Wayne Rooney says despite the upheaval of the last 7 days, his side still have a job to do in World Cup qualifying. Following Sam Allardyce's shock departure last week,
and the story of English that was told in that particular programme and indeed has been told virtually in the same way for the last 100 years or more.
What happened off the field was a shame, but it doesn't change what needs to happen on it.
We've got two games this
it's
week.
It's the story of one in, kind so, of English you know, only, the story of standard English
which we have to go into
and dialects.
To
the non-standard varieties of English.
If we do that, obviously, Gareth will be happy, I'm sure, and we'll be happy.
Meanwhile, Burnley's Michael Keane has been called up to replace Glenn Johnson, who's injured. Wales striker Simon Church is out of their upcoming World Cup qualifiers with Austria and Georgia. He's been replaced by Barnsley's Tom Bradshaw. Finally, Hull FC's Danny Houghton is Rugby League Super League's Man of Steel for 2016. The hooker picks up the award after a season including Challenge Cup success and a playoff semi-final. Hull FC boss Lee Radford has been named coach of the year. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport
for the last 100 years or more.
There it was. That's the sport live with Ben, live from Cambridge University, an English lecture by Professor David Crystal that's continually being interrupted by coughing. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. Radio. All right then, it's 3:05. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am what that bit of production just said I am. And don't forget, before 4 o'clock, we are giving away £9 million worth of jewellery this afternoon. Now, I can't say where we got it from, but we know a bloke, and he said he's got it in Paris. He wasn't really clear on the details, but he reckons we have to give it away in a hurry. So if you would like almost £9 million worth of jewellery, including, he says, a ring worth £3.5 million, then simply get in touch with us at Talk Radio this afternoon. All you need to do is send a picture of yourself tapping the side of your nose to this address. No questions asked, Gov. Jewellery offer, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. And I'm sorry, but we can't return any of your drawings.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. So, various announcements at the Tory party conference in Birmingham, of course, have seen the FTSE 100 share index rising above 7,000 for the first time since May. To be clear, that's the month of May rather than Theresa May. To be also clear, I don't know what the FTSE share index is, despite having heard about it for years. The FTSE 250 share index has apparently hit a high as well, with the Gropey 250 share index slumping against furniture. The announcements at the conference, such as these, "We'll trigger Brexit in March," and "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Philip Hammond to the stage," have led to a confidence crisis, and the pound is at its lowest in its fight against the dollar since money ever became legal tender. The government are trying to keep a lid on the situation, of course, saying that any such announcements will not affect the markets in the long term. Now, on the phone, having called up because he heard me say the word lid, is Anthony. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Bom, 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 bom. Can you just turn the music up a bit? It's good. Yeah.
So you've called in. You've
yeah.
Got, yeah.
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 You have?
Yeah. So you've called in.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you heard me say the word lid. Lid. You've got a problem with lids. You think they should be banned, Anthony, right?
Because why? I mean, like, if you put, like, say you've got, like, a thing, right? What you put in your fridge and you put a lid on it, right? You probably won't even see what is in the thing was got a lid on it because of the. And because there's no air, it's going to just, like, go moldy and, like, runny like a courgette, yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, there's no point for them lids, yeah?
Yeah.
Also, like, you find in your cupboard, like, what do you end up with? Like, lids. Like, where's the boxes? What goes with the lids? Nowhere. They've all gone. You don't know. They've been taken by someone. Like, so you just end up with loads of lids, and I suppose, like, we should have any more. Plups. They've done some research in Sweden, yeah?
I know that.
You don't. Yeah. Have you seen that research in Sweden?
Which research are you talking about? Because it's got a lot of research comes out of Sweden.
Yeah, well, like, the one I saw is they've been doing these new tests, yeah, where, like, they've just got rid of people's eyelids.
Yes.
Because, yes, and then everyone just looks, like, they've got rid of their lips as well. And it's
no,
nice
well, no, you're not, no, 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 I've got to, no, Anthony, I'm going to pick you up.
Is that not it?
No, I'm going to pick you up on that. What they haven't got rid of them. What they've done is they've taken the lips and the eyelids and they've just swapped them around. So what they've done, they've cut people's lips off. With scissors, in some cases.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah, to be fair. And they've moved the eyelids as well. They've taken those off. And they put the lips over the eyes, right? Oh, and the eyelids, where the lips go. And it's helped people who can't grow facial hair because they've taken the eyelashes with the lids. So that's like a sort of weird...
Mouth rash
goatee, they call it. And it's... Look,
do they look like people what work in, like, like mobile phone accessory stands.
That's exactly the look they're going for. Like, yeah. It's from Sweden. It's sort of a Nokia initiative. But look, stay on the line, Anthony. I want you to stay there because I want to.
I'm feeling very mild mannered. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, you've had your say.
I'm very chilled.
It's Talk Radio. I want to bring in an opposing point of view because that's the point. The line here, we've got based on Pythagoras' theorem, line 3.142. Romulus, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling in.
Anthony needs to put a lid on it. He sounds like an absolute idiot.
There we go. Another case against lid.
So, Romulus, you're for lid. You've heard Anthony's argument there. We've heard about some trials in Sweden where they've just swapped eyelids with lips. Why are you so in favour of lids?
Well, firstly, I wouldn't like to be in a perpetual state of wakefulness, which Anthony seems to support.
Yep.
I'm very much a loner, and my favourite Sunday tea is tinned peaches with carnation milk.
Yeah.
Now, both of these come from the supermarket, Lidl, my favourite supermarket.
Yes.
And they wouldn't be able to be contained within the receptacles without correct lidage.
That is absolutely accurate. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to argue with that, but Anthony's suggesting...
Do you want me to argue with it?
Well, that is what you're there for, yes.
I helped move your show along, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
I'd like to argue with that, please, John, because it only becomes a lid, yeah? Once you, open it, 90%.
Why?
Otherwise, it's just the top part of a can. It's a can. No one goes, shall we buy some tins with lids of beans? No, they just say tins. It's only
I want to pick you up on that. You just said they were...
I'm feeling very mild. Don't...
You just said they were cans, and now you're saying they're tins. Which is it? You can't have both. You can't come. You can't
have both.
You tin have both. You tin have both.
To be honest with you, I don't even really care about Liz. I just phoned up for a laugh because there's nothing on the telly, yeah? Because there are cars on. But, if you're going to start a whole tin and can debate, well, what's a tin can?
Well, it's a.
Prong.
I think the debate's moving. We're talking about lids.
Oh,
right?
It's so hard to come up with something I could call you then.
We're talking about lids, right? That is what the...
Right, I was talking about lids, and you start the whole tin can.
No, because you confuse the issue. Don't you call up and start arguing with me.
I was so chilled out. I was like, nah, this is all nice. I'm just going to kick back. I'm going to take a break.
Let's just take a break from this. Anthony, stay there for me. Stay there. Romulus, come back on that, right?
On Blue Ocean.
I want to ask you this question. Right, if you... When does a lid become a top, Romulus?
Well, lids are separate to tops. Tops can be defined as anything that covers normally a receptacle of some kind, jar or a pot, whereas a lid specifically has edges that overlap the top of the said pot.
Because you've got to let him have his say. You've had your say.
What don't have overlapping bits on the top of them?
You have had
the argument is bogus, bruv.
I will cut you off. You have had your say.
You are bogus.
Let Romulus have his say.
Romulus, that's his real name.
All right, I'd like to know if Anthony has ever liked to enjoy a Frey Bentos.
Anthony, good question.
How do you get it out?
Yes, Anthony, answer that. Have you ever eaten a Frey Bentos? Is a simple question.
No, I just used them for frisbees.
You throw a pie.
The tins or a can.
Well, whatever. Which is it?
Oh, that is not what we are talking about. I expect you'll do that tomorrow.
And another thing, if we didn't have lids on pies, we'd be going all continental. Oh. I suppose Anthony would like it in a world where we have no lids
here
on
pies. Here we go.
Where are we going?
Europe.
Well, you can't argue...
I just did loads of it. Haven't you had enough yet? Gosh.
Anthony, you've opened the Pandora's box. Maybe you could keep a lid on it.
Yeah.
That's twice you've tried that one out and it didn't stick the first time.
Would you, Anthony? It's a fair
Romulus.
It's a fair question from Romulus. Pandora's box. Wouldn't all the evils of the world, Anthony, were contained in Pandora's box by a lid? And if you get rid of lids, all the evils of the world will come out of that box. Is that what you want?
Let me tell you right now.
Is that what you want?
The lid's come off, bro. Look around you. The lid is off.
There is
no lid.
No, you're right. That's why we've got Keith Lemon and the Mail on Sunday.
Thank you. Manners.
Here's a question for you.
Seen the Mail on Sunday. Was it good this week? Was the Mail on Sunday good this week? I didn't see it.
No, I didn't either. Let me talk about the other trials in Sweden, if I can. They did away with lids. They're the other trials, yeah. I mean, we've talked about the eyelids being swapped for the lips, and that's not been a huge success. Although more people do. I want to talk about the other trial in Sweden, which is where they've done away with lids entirely in certain areas of Sweden, and that has rendered funerals unpleasant. What do you make of that?
Me?
Yes.
I think it's excellent.
You want to see a rotting corpse?
Mate, I've seen them, do you know what I mean? I can't talk about it, but I've seen untold, do you know what I mean? Whose dog is that?
Romulus.
Oh, why don't we get Romulus to put a lid on his dog? Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Because I'll tell you why, Anton, that's animal cruelty, and you can't lid a dog. Don't lid a dog.
If I have to live in a world where lids happen, yeah, I will use lids however I like.
You can't lid a dog. That's animal cruelty. It's illegal.
If I have to live in a world with lids in it, I will use the lids however I like. I'll lid old people. I'll lid you. I'll lid you, mate. I know where you live. I'm going to lid you, mate.
Don't you lid me.
I see you on the 453, mate. I'm going to lid you.
Don't lid me.
I know you're on the 453. I've seen you on the 453. I'm going to lid you, bro. You're getting lidded.
Let me bring in Romulus again here. Romulus, Jeremy Hunt has said at Tory party conference in Birmingham this very afternoon, he is going to fine any doctors who use lids. What do you make of it?
Well, it's an absolutely ridiculous idea. When I hand my urine sample in to the clinic, which I have to do on a weekly basis,
yes,
to keep my name off a certain register,
yeah, then you put it in a thing with a cap on it.
I wouldn't like it with a lid on it.
So caps are all right, are they, Anthony? Caps are okay.
I'll tell you what, you sound
like the sort of person who put one in someone's ass.
Mate, again, I can't talk about it, but I've seen the body, yeah?
I want to ask you one final question. Ultimately, lids, what would you like to see done, yes or no?
No.
What would you... No. Romulus, yes or no? What would you like to see done, yes or no?
Yes.
And there we must leave the debate.
Shadow of a doubt.
I want you to sum up the debate for me in one word. Romulus, please, first.
Lid.
And Anthony.
Beef.
And there we must leave it. If you've got an opinion on lids, do let us know. Do we still need lids in post-Brexit Britain when we've got curtains and fire? Be in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
The Rays of Sunshine concert at the SSE Arena, Wembley, with Shawn Mendes, Conor Maynard, Nicole Scherzinger, Lawson, Fleur East, Louisa Johnson, and DNCE. October the 24th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.co.uk and AXS.com. Rays of Sunshine at Wembley.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Buy Peugeot approved used. Buy peace of mind. With a comprehensive vehicle inspection and minimum 12 months warranty. During the Peugeot approved used event from the 6th to the 24th of October, you also get a deposit contribution of up to £750 with 8.9% APR representative. Peugeot approved used. Reassurance built in. At participating dealers, terms, conditions, restrictions and excess mileage charges apply. Peugeot Motor Company PLC is a credit broker, not a lender, and will only introduce you to Peugeot Financial Services.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Three of the four lanes on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 are closed at the moment between 17th Prestwich and 16th at Pendlebury because of an accident. The congestion is back towards Junction 18 out the Simister Island. In Cholmondeley and Cheshire, the A49 is closed because of an accident at the Cholmondeley Arms crossroads. Air ambulance have been needed at the scene, so it's closed both ways. You can't leave the M1 in Bedfordshire north at the Tollington services. The exit slip to the service is closed because of a vehicle fire and reports of a problem on the A3 in the Send area of Surrey east at Burnt Common. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
He's been called everything from Tony Blair's right-hand man and spin doctor to his attack dog. Alistair Campbell with me for 1 hour live on the next Full Set Breakfast, taking your calls, answering your questions. Get them in early at Talk Radio, at Paul Ross. You can email me as well, Alistair Campbell, in conversation with me, Paul Ross, tomorrow on the Full Set Breakfast.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming in to the big LID debate this afternoon. You heard Anthony there, very much against the notion of LIDs. Would have any LID a dog in the snout? But the question is, do we need LIDs when we've got, in post-Brexit Britain, when we've got curtains and fire? Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in.
Lots coming in. John, the Rid the Lid campaign have asked us to read a very short statement saying Anthony has not been a part of their campaign since he was kicked out since the incident with the Peregrine Falcon. So please don't feel that he represents them.
Okay. That's
and this text coming from a listener. John, may I remind you where penicillin comes from? Mould, which was found by Alexander Graham Bell after the lid was left off a jar of pesto.
Yes.
He went on to invent the plane with his brother.
Right.
But frankly, as I was saying, we should get rid of all the bells.
Yeah, absolutely right. And finally, I mentioned, of course, those trials in Sweden where they've been taking the lids off coffins and replacing with cling film, and it's it keeps the corpses too fresh, so they're going to bring back the actual lids. It's time to talk to our guest. Well, this next man embarks on a nationwide tour following critically acclaimed sold-out Edinburgh Fringe shows. Hello, Ahir Shah.
Hello.
Hello, I saw you waving your arms there to the background music.
Yeah, I was having a nice little dance.
That's Frank Turner, that is. You a fan of Frank Turner?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, if you like arm waving, there's your chance. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. Obviously, I felt very conflicted during the last bit. My great uncle was a lid.
Yes.
And so it brought back a lot. He was quite abusive.
Yeah. So, but it brought back. I'm guessing bad memories then.
Yeah, dark times.
Yeah.
Dark times.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you had to hear that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a subject that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
You know,
for too long, we've.
Opening up the debate.
As they say on Question Time, for too long, we have been afraid to have a serious and open discussion about lids in this country.
Exactly right. And I think it's up to bastions of truth like the Mail on Sunday to put that sort of debate forward. Welcome indeed. Nationwide tour then.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about, obviously. But I know you've also just been on TalkSport talking about it.
Yes,
just
I have.
Across the office. Well, how was that?
That was attempting to pair discussions of comedy, which I feel as though I know quite a lot about, with Queen's Park Rangers, which I know something about, but not nearly enough to justify my appearance on TalkSport from anything more than a cynical promotional perspective.
Yeah.
Buy tickets, Ahir Shah.
bring it on here, frankly. Yeah. That's what we're here for. So did they try and crowbar Sport into it, or did are you a fan of Queensport Rangers or anything at all? Did they do research, is what I'm saying.
I am actually a QPR fan. Okay, and fine. So we talked about that. We talked about cricket for a bit and the sort of like my genetic obligation to enjoy cricket as a deeply brown man.
Yeah.
But one that I have lapsed in recent years, much to the consternation of my father.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's the whole sport thing over there is it, because I went on TalkSport and to plug a book and they didn't even bring Sport up at all because they know I know literally nothing about it and it just would have been hideously embarrassing. So it's good that you're able to hold your own at least in those kind of conversations. So look, tell us about the tour then. So this is the thing you did in Edinburgh.
Yes.
But now nationally touring.
Yeah, so it's a show that I performed at the Edinburgh Fringe for all of August and it's a show called Machines. Which starts today, a run at the Soho Theatre in London.
This very night.
Yes, this very night. Mm. Until Saturday, and it's also being filmed there on Monday, which will be exciting.
To be clear, that's not just someone on their phone in the audience, that's properly.
Yeah, probably.
Fine, good.
Actually, giving it a go. No, I've given a GoPro to a hobo, and that's... In the gig economy, people take what they can get. Yeah. And then wandering around other places. I think this month we're doing Brighton, Leamington, Swindon, Newcastle. It's all ihrshar.com.
Very good.
Tickets are deeply available.
Hence this desperate scramble.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be on Virgin Radio later. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to be honest. It's tonight. It's last minute, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You should have saved yourself time, though. What you could have done is just kind of recorded, you know, yourself with anecdotes, facts, things, and then you could have just handed that out to the other places. You didn't even turn up.
Yeah, exactly. No, so I could have just pressed play on a pre-record for this show and then had a slightly edited one where I mentioned QPR twice for TalkSport, and then I've been absolutely fine.
Nailed it.
Could have had a lion.
Exactly. Yeah. You got a late night tonight. What are you doing? Madman. Let's talk a bit about other stuff you've done, because did you write your own Skins?
A long time ago, when I was a kid.
Skins was a long time ago. Yeah. But I can say, you are young, so you must have been very young writing on Skins.
Well, so I'm 25 now, and I think that I did that.
That is young, by the way. To me, that is young.
Right, okay.
Look at the helmet.
I feel far more haggard internally. So I think I wrote on Skins a bit when I was 18 or something, but I think that my sitting on the side and reflecting on a thing that portrayed youth that was very, very far away from the lived experience of me or anyone I knew, and just being like, I'm sure that people don't live like that. I've been to Bristol. Even in Bristol, they don't do this sort of thing. So occasionally I'd just be on the corner, what do you think that everyone should do? I don't know, just like go to bed with each other and take loads of drugs. And like, yeah, that's very good, very clever.
But how did you get the gig then? Because that's quite interesting. I mean, for people listening to this and want to get into, you know, writing or whatever it might be, I find the way people get into these things kind of really interesting. So were you doing that? Were you doing stand-up alongside it?
I started doing a bit of stand-up when I was at school, sort of like inadvisably young. And I think through that, just like people coming to the shows and saying that, would you like to come and get involved with this sort of thing as well? That's how it all sort of got to put my tentacles in a bunch of different pies. That's a very mixed metaphor, isn't it? I'm just imagining Stalin across the globe.
Yeah, I mean, post-Savile, I'm not sure you can say that. That's really awkward. So in terms of gigging, like, sort of full-time then, you've been doing that for ages. I mean, you know, you've been doing... You,
yeah,
you know,
since
you're
leaving university, I guess.
So anyone coming to see you, it's not an amateur we're dealing with here. It's not a guy who knows what he's doing. But did you do it then, so from school, but so were you gigging... I mean, I don't know how old you have to be allowed to start stand-up. Is there, like, you can't come in here unless you're 18. Does that happen?
We're not very heavily unionised, so I think that helps to an extent. But there was lots of sort of being snuck into pubs and pretending I was a bit older than I was, which was fun as a nipper.
Yeah.
I did bits of that when I was at school and took a bit of a break from it while I was at university and then came out and have been doing it full time since.
Yeah. So one of the one of life's winners there.
One of life's people who realised very early on that he would not enjoy getting up early in the morning.
It's funny when you land on something. I mean, I am, no word lie, crap at everything. Right, and some would argue this as well, but you know, I can talk essentially. essentially. That's all this sort of text. And press buttons and wave things and faders around. But that's about it. That's my, and write things. That's a skill set. But I think it's interesting when you find that, because you found it very early on, whereas, you know, a lot of people have to do, you know, really awful day jobs or whatever it might be and get there. But I just think it's incredible to get that level of success quite young. I think that's, you know...
Well, it was a really lovely and fortunate position to be able to be in.
Was it difficult? Because obviously, if you were gigging and comedians on that circuit were older, I suppose, and more world weary and everything else, did they sort of look on you as here's the bright new future young guy, or was it a bit sort of how did he do that so young? How was that?
I think for a while there was the combination of being a novelty for a little bit, where it was like this boy can't grow a beard. What the hell is he doing this? And then eventually, I suppose, like having grown up with people who are now have been on the circuit for a long time, and it just means that like lots of my friends are about 10 years older than me.
Yeah, of course.
Which is odd, and hopefully they no longer think of me in that sort of boyish way.
So, who were you when you started out? Who were your influences at the time? Who were you sort of watching? And
so at the time, I really liked the the American comics and the American political comics at the time. So I was very into like Bill Hicks and Lenny Bruce and that sort of character. And I've continued to be super into the Americans later into the day. So like Richard Pryor and Bill Burr and stuff are very much my favourites. Maria Bamford, people like that.
Okay, because I mean you are quite political in your act as well. I mean, you talk about politics.
Yeah,
obviously. So, but was your interest in that from that age then, in terms of political stuff? Because, I mean, I know there's Trump stuff and ISIS and all that kind of stuff that I know you talk about. But where did your interest sort of start in that kind of world?
Well, I think that's the only other thing that I've ever really been interested in, aside from... I don't really have any hobbies, basically. It's like occasionally QPR, and I can blag that. But so my other interest was basically politics, but from a philosophical standpoint and the theory and stuff behind it all. And so what I would have liked to do if I didn't do comedy would have to end up being an academic political theorist.
Yes.
And I realised that if you just do comedy, you can say pretty much exactly the same things, but if you make people laugh at the same time, more of them will listen and you're allowed to swear.
Well, it's the world of academic political theories loss. thanks so much for coming in. We're out of time, look at that. That's it, bye, didn't it? Victoria's glaring at me because she's got some news to do. Give us the website again so people know where to find you.
It is ahirshah.com, and the show is called Machines and starts running at the Soho Theatre tonight.
Before embarking nationwide.
Yes.
Lovely stuff. Here, thanks so much for coming in.
Cheers for having me.
Welcome. Right, just after 3:30, we will play a game of band or wine in the next half an hour. Your chance to win some meat. It's a budget thing here. Chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist.
That's right.
I mean, the thing is that I am a vegetarian.
it works on all levels. Thanks so much for coming in. Pleasure. Talking to you. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
European criminals face being deported and banned from the UK for up to 10 years. Speaking at the Conservative Party conference, the Home Secretary says the government doesn't need to wait till Britain has left the EU to introduce the measures. Here's Amber Rudd.
By setting out in legislation what is in the fundamental interests of the UK, we will make it easier to deport EU criminals, aligning their fortunes more closely with those from outside the EU. And, going one step further, for the first time, we will deport EU nationals that repeatedly commit so-called minor crimes in this country.
A not guilty plea has been entered on behalf of the man accused of murdering Labour MP Joe Cox. 53-year-old Thomas Mayer is accused of attacking the mother of two outside her constituency in Birstall near Leeds in June. A court's heard a former EastEnders actress was murdered by her partner after deciding to leave him. Arthur Simpson Kent is being sentenced for killing Cyan Blake and their two sons in southeast London. Heavy rain and winds of around 145 miles an hour are battering part of the Caribbean country of Haiti. Many residents are being urged to leave their homes as the Category 4 Hurricane Matthew strikes. Maria Sharapova says she's counting the days till she can return to competitive tennis in April after having her two-year ban reduced to 15 months. She was suspended after testing positive for meldonium, a drug which was banned at the start of this year. And after 3 hours, animal welfare officers have managed to rescue a stray emu which was on the loose in Midlothian. The Scottish SPCA had ushered the bird through half a mile of fields back to his paddock. The weather staying dry and relatively mild tonight. Lows of 12 degrees. What's that noise?
Animal news was an hour ago.
This is just news.
Read it again.
After 3 hours, animal welfare officers have managed to rescue a stray emu, which was on the loose in Midlothian.
A straight emu?
Stray.
Oh.
And actually, he is a stray emu, because in the... in the information I was looking at, it was returned to his paddock where there are loads of female emus.
Well, yes, but it doesn't mean he's necessarily straight.
No.
Or did he...
Well, the animal welfare officer said they were really pleased to see him back.
Right.
Well,
that's nice.
I don't think that says anything regarding the emu sexuality.
Well, I guess it means they are straight, maybe.
Didn't we vote to leave the emu?
Yeah, I think we did.
You've got an extra letter in
there. Can you get a... Is there a gay emu? I mean, is that a thing? A gay emu?
Probably somewhere.
I don't know. I'm interested.
Well, lots of animals are gay.
I know, but I don't know about emus.
Well, I don't think it's across the whole species.
All right.
Anyway,
once again, you've come in here with half the facts.
I didn't realise I'd be asked about the emu
the sexuality.
Sexuality
of an emu. Come on, Victoria.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Can I finish the weather?
Oh,
no. I've written it especially for this bulletin. So it's going to stay dry and relatively mild tonight with lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be another fine day, but it's going to be windier than today with highs of 15. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. It's Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Sorry, stop talking now because the microphones are on. Right, good.
Oh, we do have fun here. Anyway.
Anyway, back to no fun. Here we are on the radio, and it's Talk Radio, and it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Josh joins us for today's Diversity Paper Review. Now, I'll explain what that is for all the new listeners we've got. Hello, journalists. And it's this. It's where each day we have the review of the papers, just like on any other, well, radio station, really. Everyone reviews the papers, don't they? But what we do and have done since this station launched in March is have the Diversity Paper Review, where each day a different diversity reviews the papers for us, thus making us, by the way, the most diverse programme in broadcasting, way ahead of any of the others. Josh is in today. Welcome back, Josh. And remind us of your diversity, if you will.
I am black British.
That's correct. So, in the papers today, where are we starting, Josh?
I believe it's starting with Kim Kardashian West.
Yes.
It's some good stuff.
Yeah.
It's some good... it's not good stuff.
They stole a lot of good stuff.
You know what? How crazy is that? Because you can really imagine it, can't you? I don't know why, but you can really imagine her actually getting tied up. You know,
have you imagined that?
Well, me and Cornelius talk about it sometimes.
All right, fine.
Late night calls.
You carry on.
but that's crazy. So they stormed in. So a group of police officers, I believe there's 6 police officers, stormed into her hotel.
Yes.
Where she was staying.
Yeah.
She was just turning in for the night. They marched past the concierge. The concierge let them in to her room.
But didn't they get the concierge and tie him up as well in a cupboard? Or something.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, that's one story I read.
There's honestly been conflicting reports. Reports that they didn't that they should have stopped, but other people saying they were attacked. But we just don't know.
We just don't know, Josh. We're waiting to
madness.
Find out. Yeah. Well,
oh
there you go.
God.
That's there you go. Perfect example of reading newspapers that have slightly differing accounts of things.
Who knew? Mr. Holmes? No, that's it. We'll talk about that. We'll get on to that. Actually, that's an important point for me.
Okay, fine.
But they walked in.
They got her in the bathtub. They tied her up. Yeah. They duct taped her mouth.
Yeah.
Then the only thing they could say was ring. So they kept saying ring. And then she just gave him the ring.
Yeah.
And then ran out.
Crazy. £3.5 million that ring's worth.
Yeah. It's mad. They ended up taking £6 million worth of jewelry.
Yeah. So are we're no further on knowing who or what yet. I guess the investigation's in its early stages.
They think it's an inside job.
Have
you seen her bodyguard?
Huge.
Is he?
But he wasn't there, was he?
A beast. So he was away conveniently at that specific time. Mm. And he's by her side literally 24/7. She complains about it sometimes.
Yeah.
At that specific time.
24/7? What, even when she's doing that with Kanye?
I don't know, mate. Me and Cornelius will talk about it. But
one of your late night bougie calls.
But yeah, madness. Yeah. And then
I don't think they were robbed.
Her fence and moment apparently downstairs heard the ruckus of her screaming. That's why they duct taped her mouth. Called Pascal. Pascal got there 2 minutes after they'd left.
He's the bodyguard.
Yeah. Huge bloke. Yeah. My lord. Oh my gosh. And then they're off into the night, never to be seen again so far.
All right, we're going to talk about another story now. Yeah. So, I mean, that's in all the papers, Kardashian, isn't it, obviously? So, let's do Bride. This is Bride finds out her new husband is a grandfather.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah, yeah.
What paper is this in?
This is in Metro.
Right.
So the rest of the story is actually all in Metro. They had a very good day. They've had a very good last couple of days, I'm telling you. They made this very easy. Bride is said to be suffering from overwhelming despair after discovering that her new husband is actually her biological grandfather. She is 24, he is 68. So after the marriage, they obviously consummated the marriage. 3 months after, they made the discovery after looking through a family album and she recognised her father.
That's an awkward time, isn't it?
Can you imagine?
What an awkward moment that must have been. Just go.
My God!
Yes, I'm now thinking about that. That is an awkward conversation to have, isn't it? Is that good? He looks for me? Oh.
Yeah. So apparently, after winning the Powerball, so he won the lottery. He met her on a website for older men looking for love, and he said he felt a kind of sense of deja vu when he saw her, like he'd met her before. Oh, God.
Cornelius, you're...
You can't make it up.
You've got grandparent news, haven't you?
Yeah, it's my granddad's 80th birthday today.
Congratulations to Cornelius. What's his name?
Ken.
Why has he got a normal name and you haven't?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Happy birthday, Ken.
Yeah, my nan's disappointed because their local radio station didn't give them a shout-out.
Oh.
So.
What, BBC, was it?
I think so, yeah. Probably BBC Solent, but technically I work there, so... not slag it off.
Happy birthday, Kenneth, if that means anything.
Yeah. Someone else wants to keep our jobs at the BBC.
Yeah, all right. Did you want to mention that?
That is an important point. I want to clarify, I have known John Holmes for probably around a month or two. And he has been incredibly kind and gracious. And on a serious note, I think people have to start recognising what that word actually means. You call someone a racist, it's very inflammatory. And people have to realise that that's actually a very serious accusation to make. And people have to realise what that word means and stems from before throwing an accusation like that out. That would mean that he thought he was above people because of his skin colour, and I don't believe he thinks that. So if anyone wants to make any type of inflammatory remarks about Mr. Holmes, please give me a phone call.
No, thanks, Josh.
And we'll break that down.
You're quite a big fella as well, so I wouldn't mess with you, frankly. Listen, mate, that's all we've got time for, because we've run on a bit. But thanks so much for coming in, as ever.
It's an honour.
We're off next week, but we'll see you the week after, right?
I'm in.
Good stuff.
I'm in.
All right, Josh, thank you very much. Reminders of your diversity.
Black British.
Thank you. And we will be playing a game of Band or Wine very shortly. You can win some meat, chicken, beef or lamb or sausages. Because it's a... Shout with me, because it's a Tuesday. Because it's a Tuesday.
Yeah,
or a box of organic veg. Because, as we've just heard, we're not racist. Right, it's coming up to 3:45. We'll do that next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio, traffic and travel. Three of the four lanes on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 are closed at the moment between 17th Prestwich and 16th at Pendlebury because of an accident. The congestion is back towards Junction 18 out the Simmerster Island. In Cholmondeley and Cheshire, the A49 is closed because of an accident at the Cholmondeley Arms crossroads. Air ambulance have been needed at the scene, so it's closed both ways. You can't leave the M1 in Bedfordshire north at the Tollington services. The exit slip to the service is closed because of a vehicle fire and reports of a problem on the A3 in the Send area of Surrey east at Burnt Common. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
He's been called everything from Tony Blair's right-hand man and spin doctor to his attack dog. Alistair Campbell with me for 1 hour live on the next Full Set Breakfast, taking your calls, answering your questions. Get them in early at Talk Radio, at Paul Ross. You can email me as well, Alistair Campbell, in conversation with me, Paul Ross, tomorrow on the Full Set Breakfast.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, we will, or unless you're watching your screen on your digital radio, scroll our tagline, we'll get you talking, and it'll just say, Talk Radio, we'll get you, because the screens aren't big enough. The 34th most listened to radio station, national radio station, out of a possible 39, and most threatening. Talk Radio, we'll get you. Cornelius, some reactions have been
coming in. Laurie will give you your iPhone charger back when you do some work. That's coming from Anonymous. the Paul Ross Breakfast producer says, please plug Alistair Campbell coming on this show tomorrow. So I've just written a... just did some research on him.
Yeah, okay, go on, good.
Alistair Campbell is a massive Clarets fan, presumably because it's the same colour of the blood on his hand. On the show tomorrow with Paul Ross.
Paul Ross, there. You can call in and ask Alistair Campbell why he went to war. Right, it's...
do it. Yeah. I don't think that's why he's in.
No, but, you know, do it anyway.
Do it.
08444991000, make a note of it. Right then, the news though, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
Neither
it.
Can I, Cornelius, and that's why we like to help you through, I guess, through the maze that is current affairs. And we like to do that through the medium and the art in the form of Japanese poetry, as regular listeners will know. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Hunt to train more doctors despite not having any experience.
The news in haikus. Right then, let's give away some meat, I think. We'll do it in a game of band or wine. Band or wine. It's either the name of a band or the name of a wine. On the line to play, to try and win the meet, is a listener, Anna. She's in Manchester. Hello, Anna.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are you, Anna?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're bearing up. Thank you very much. So, what do you do, Anna?
I'm a freelance filmmaker.
A freelance filmmaker?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, interesting. So what sort of films are we talking? Hollywood blockbusters or...
not quite.
Or sort of...
Your regular, standard, like... The kind of work of, like, music videos or, like, wedding stuff.
All right. There's nothing regular or standard about that, Anna. That's very, very, very commendable, I'm sure. Music video... Have you ever combined the two, a music video wedding?
No. Sounds pretty great, though.
Doesn't it?
That sounds like a good idea. I think we should pitch it.
You can... this is my idea to you. This is like we're workshopping it now. But, that, you know, because wedding videos, I mean, they're all a bit the same, aren't they, Anna, if you're not careful, right? And you
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they all want, you know, your clients, the bride and the groom and the family, they want the same thing, Anna, don't they? What do they ask for? What are the sort of main five things that they always ask you for in a wedding video?
Oh, God, it's been a while since I've worked on a wedding video.
All right.
Don't know.
All right, I'll help you out.
I guess everyone wants to look good, though, don't they?
They want to look good. It's the important moment that they're saying I do, isn't it? It's the possibly the cake cutting, the first dance. It's all that, you know, same old stuff, isn't it? But your idea, and it is yours, really, of turning it into a music video is an excellent one. Because if you think of all the good music videos there have been, and I'm thinking specifically of Duran Duran's Wild Boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now that involved, you know, animatronic demon heads and a giant water wheel with Simon Le Bon strapped to it, and I think any wedding video would be improved by both of those elements.
Yeah, I would agree. Like everyone likes a bit of music in their wedding, don't they?
Yeah, and a giant
and, like,
water wheel and a demonic head.
Videos.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm just throwing it out there for you.
A
snake. Good shout.
Maybe a snake or something.
That could come out of the cake as they cut it to surprise them. You know, in the film Alien, when the chest burster does its job and comes out of John Hurt's ribcage, okay, there's industry, and I think it is true, but there's a thing they say whereby the rest of the cast weren't warned what was going to happen, which made their reactions that Ridley Scott was filming, he got the real reactions of people as he coughed and this thing came out of his chest because it was a kind of puppety thing, right? And there's a story, as I say, that the cast were genuinely surprised by it. I'm thinking that, but a snake in a cake.
just try and film everyone's crazy reaction. I think I'm feeling a viral video.
I think, yeah.
Something like that.
I think you're right. All right. Well, we'll talk about it afterwards. But anyway, it's your chance now, Anna, to win some meat.
Okay.
Or, well, here's your choices. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
So, which of those would you like to go for?
I think the sausage is.
Because it's a Tuesday?
Yeah, of course.
Strong choice. Sausages have become very popular, haven't they, since we introduced them into this quiz. Anyway, Anna, you will then be playing for sausages. I'm going to read you out a list of things. It's either the name of a wine. How's your wine knowledge?
I'd say my wine knowledge is that of university drinking and having to be on budget, so not amazing.
Okay, but you are a consumer of it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, fine.
A glass of wine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Right. Okay. So it's Band or Wine, and here we go with it. Band or Wine. Right. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Who's there? Alphabetical order. Anna versus Cornelius. Cornelius first. So, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Band or Wine? Arrogant Frog. Arrogant Frog.
Band.
Is a wine. Anna, Band or Frog? Emotional Fish.
Band.
Yes. Very good.
Hey.
Cataclysm. Cornelius. Cataclysm.
Band.
Is a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh.
Here's yours. Predator. Anna, Predator.
Wine.
Yes.
Hey.
Zifandel, very good. Blasted Church. Blasted Church. Cornelius.
Band.
No, red wine.
Ah!
Ballet of Angels, Anna.
Band?
It's a wine. Cornelius, black wine.
Band.
Yes.
Yes.
Anna, big black nun.
Band.
Correct.
Oh.
Cornelius, elephant on a tightrope. Is that a band or a wine?
band?
No, it's a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, you're joking.
No,
no, no.
Anna, dog's balls.
Oh, please tell me that's a wine.
It is a wine, oh. Yeah. And also a fair assessment of Cornelius' score so far. Toilet wine, Cornelius.
Ban.
Yes. Cat's pee. Anna.
Oh, I want that to be a wine, but I'm going to say ban.
Oh, it's a Sauvignon Blanc. Oh. Cornelius, bed wetter.
Ban.
Yes. Anna, assassin. Assassin.
Ban.
Yes. Stump jump. Don't say that.
Band.
It's a wine, red and white. They do red and white versions of Stump Jump. And finally, Anna, band or wine, Cockfighter's Ghost.
Band.
It's a Chardonnay. Oh! Right then, we've just got to work out your score, of course. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. Through the miserable window. Here she is, Anna, with her cheery demeanour, lighting up everyone's lives around her. Hello, Cass.
Do you want me to do this or not?
All right.
Let me just boot up the system.
All right. Just apologies, Anna. The system we use to work out the scores is quite slow, I'm afraid. You can probably hear it. It's a dial-up system. You can hear it now. It's quite a slow system. So.
It's quite a noisy, slow system.
Yeah. Just bear with us, Anna. Sorry, but I do apologise for the... Oh, there we go. We're in.
It's all right, Ryan.
Right, okay. So, here we go. We just got to put the details into... put the details into the system. Oh.
Is it Anna with two A's and two N's?
I'll translate
two
that.
Two N's.
I'll translate that. Cause she's...
No, she's from Manchester. She knows what I'm saying.
Sorry, I didn't understand that. What?
I will come okay. From out behind this glass.
All right, fine. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, I'm going to print them off now.
Okay, fine, good.
Sorry, it's a really slow printer.
It is a slow printer.
It's old, like John.
Yeah, that's fair. Sorry, Anna. You'll get the scores. You remind us while it's printing. Remind us you were playing for sausages.
Sausages.
Yeah. Because it's a Tuesday. So oh, right.
Oh.
That's ripped. Oh, it's ripped. Anyway,
sorry.
What's the data say?
The data will now reveal whether or not you are victorious and whether or not you have won sausages. Tell us the scores. Ask Broadcast.
Cornelius.
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Got three.
Yes.
Okay.
And Anna.
Yes.
Got five.
Is that enough to win sausages? Hang on. Oh. Hang on.
Wait.
Is that enough to win sausages?
It is.
Yay!
Anna, congratulations! You are the proud owner of some sausages.
Brilliant, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks to your friends at Talk Radio. That's Anna, she's in Manchester. Tomorrow we give away more meat in a game of Dead or Alive. For now, though, we're joined by the mighty Sam Delaney. Good afternoon, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. You discussed me on your show yesterday.
Yes.
You didn't warn me about that when
behind
we had our little chat,
back.
Did we?
Behind
you didn't say,
back.
Oh, we'll be discussing you. That didn't happen.
I think it just came up afterwards. I think I was so inspired by being in the studio with you that once you'd left, I said to the producer, do you know what? We should just do an item about John. And they said, but there's lots of other Conservative Party comrades. I said, forget all that.
Yeah.
John's a great guy. The nation are interested in John. And in many ways, they think it's not enough when he disappears at four and then I take over. Let's just start doing items on John. So who knows, we might do one today.
Thanks.
Yesterday it was about some professional issues that you've been dealing with.
Yes.
Recently.
Yes.
Today it could be about anything, John. It could be, in fact, I might do a feature on your style. Yeah. I might
No one wants that.
John Holmes fashion style history or something like that, and I'll get an expert like that man, Jeff Banks, off the clothes show to just come on and talk us through the evolution of your style.
Who talked you through my professional issue? Who did you have?
Oh, it was a guy from the Telegraph. Oh. Well, to be fair, I do, and, you know, long before you got involved in BBC bashing, I was...
Which I wasn't doing.
I know, yeah, right. Whatever you want to call it. I was... You stole my thunder, because, you know, I've been doing this for ages. And there's a guy from the Telegraph, Neil Midgley, and he loves doing it with me. Yeah. Something's come on, we just slag off the BBC for fun. And so he was only too happy to come in.
Brilliant.
And we used your story as the peg, and then we very much pushed your thing to the side. I didn't want to start claiming what you had or hadn't said. I just very much used it as a springboard for our usual a series of cliches about what people say is wrong with the BBC. That's what I like to spout once in a while
on
the show.
Yeah, all right, very strong. All right, what we got today?
Doctors. The Jeremy Hunt has said we need to train 1,500 more British doctors a year so we are not so reliant on foreign doctors. Which doesn't seem particular. I mean, I will often look for a reason to take issue with anything Jeremy Hunt said.
As many will, yeah.
And lots of people have successfully done that. They said, oh, it's really undervaluing all the foreign doctors who work in our NHS and support it. And that's fantastic, all the foreign doctors. Most people who have cured me or any of my family or delivered babies or anything like that have been foreign. Fine, that's great. However, I think it's quite a stretch to say that he is somehow being out of order by saying we're going to train loads of more doctors in this country. People have interpreted that as saying, well, that means you don't value the foreign doctors. Say all the doctors.
Race just comes into it all the time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It's very difficult. Yeah. So he is a racist who hates the BBC.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that right now about Jeremy Hunt, right here. And if he's listening, fine, bring the lawyers on.
Sam Delaney with you from 4 on Drive. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.